If you want to be a wise guy, you can do it anywhere. If you want to be a strong man, you can do it anywhere. If you want to be an Indian chief, cowboy, you can do it anywhere. You can't do it anymore.
Once again, welcome to In Your Head Wrestling Radio. I am the internet icon. I am the pride of the pilgrims. I'm the dungeon master of the internet airwaves, bringing eargasms. Since 2005, I am the Hall of Fame. Not just the Hall of Famer, I am the Hall of Fame. I'm the one-man Hall of Fame. Jackie motherfucking Jones. Along with my right-hand man.
One-inch biceps. The power goat. Ah.
The blah, 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 blah.
The man who tells you what to do.
Bah it up, boy. Let's hear a bah. Give me a bah.
Bah.
Hear it. Bah. Hear it like you mean it. Feel it down on your testicles. And go,
what's my motivation? What's my motivation, Jack?
Please, the audience.
Bah. How about that? I don't know. I just got up an hour and a half ago. Takes
fucking
me a while to get going.
Asshole. You lazy fuck.
Nah, I worked the midnights. You gotta have the different schedule when you work the midnights. Gotta.
Inside out, mo. In the midnight hour, ba. What about that?
A little Billy Idol for me. Thank you, sir. That was a good tune. I like your revamping of it.
See. Maybe I should go a rock route instead of the southern rock, is what you're saying.
Just straight up rock. You could be a British rocker, because Billy Idol was a British rocker.
I am. I'm a freaking Brit. I interviewed a Brit earlier today. I was like, hey, Mr. Brit, what's going on in your world of Britain-town?
Nah.
That's exactly how the interview went. And you can listen to it next week.
When did you ask, do you like Mr. Bean?
Well, I should have asked that. Damn it. To call him back up.
That's normally always your standard question when you have somebody from England on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't you think if you were in England, you would just love Mr. Bean?
Mm-hmm. Most likely, yeah. You gotta love him.
Now, don't you endorse the president?
Of the United States of America?
Yes!
Okay, I was just making sure you didn't mean Jack Tunney. Yeah, I support the president.
Now, as a good Catholic boy, do you not support the Pope?
Do I? No, what?
as a good Catholic boy, don't you support the Pope?
Yeah, yeah. You said do not. Now, I'm not sure where you were going with that. But yeah, I support the Pope. So there you go.
See? Well, then, as a British person, they would support Mr. Mean.
Ah.
Just makes sense.
If Mr. Bean and Benny Hill had a fight, who would win?
Mr. Bean and who? Benny Hill?
Benny Hill.
Oh, shit. Well, Benny Hill's dead.
Well, in his prime, you know.
Oh, in his prime. Let's see. I don't know. The thing is, that music would start playing and Benny Hill would be popping in and out of doors.
He's teleporting.
But if Mr. Bean would show some boobies, Benny Hill's eyes would go whoop 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 whoop. But
you see, I mean, it's like the yin and yang. They're both equally matched.
Mm-hmm.
They're just two elements in the universe.
You think if Steven Regal would have came
just
out,
just to make you laugh.
If they would, you know how they used to play the Natural Born Killers for New Jack.
Mm-hmm.
You know the song.
Yeah. The Ice Cube song.
Journey with me through the mind of a maniac, born to be a killer since I came out the nutsack. You know, it's blasting. Now, would you enjoy a New Jack match if that song was not playing? No!
I've seen the variations whenever WWE would bring the man in and they have to play some other tune on the DVD. And it's not quite as good, that's for sure.
It's not good. Just think of this. Steven Regal is the man, but never quite made it to the top in the United States. But what if Steven Regal, Lord William Regal, if every time he wrestled, they would blast the Benny Hill theme in the arena, speed up time. It would have been epic. He'd be freaking bigger than Austin. He'd be bigger than Hogan. He'd be bigger than The Rock. He'd be bigger than John Cena. He'd be bigger than Mark Jindrak. He would have been the man.
Wait a minute. You stepped out of bounds when you said bigger than Mark Jindrak.
Even bigger than Mark Jindrak.
I think we need Dave Meltzer on the line for this debate.
Dave Meltzer.
I'm pretty sure he would be all for it.
He was on Colt Cabana's podcast. If you ever watch if you ever see the Colt Cabana pictures, he always does like these wacky faces because he's a wacky guy, Colt Cabana. And so, it's so fake.
I want to get to the heart of Colt Cabana. I want to know the real side of him.
Mm-hmm.
The part where he's like, man, these fucking assholes keep asking me about working in the ring. So this is what I do. I go, what, you mean like McDonald's? That was brilliant, wasn't it? Working at McDonald's? That's exactly what we meant. How do you make your chicken wrap snack things?
He probably does that in between. What does he work?
You think he's quite as zany when he's working at McDonald's? He's like, you put onions on this. And I told you, no onions. You think he's quite as happy?
Like, I know CM Punk.
I know CM Punk. That's my claim to fame. I was in WWE for a drink of water. Then I'm gone.
What the hell is... Oh, well, there's a picture of him and Dave Meltzer. Meltzer's tongue hanging out. He looks like a total retard.
Oh, man. Dave Meltzer's trying to be wacky with him?
A wacky Dave Meltzer. Try to picture that in your mind.
That's hard to believe. Dave shouldn't be doing such things.
Huh?
He shouldn't be, but my goodness. You know, I like that. We just, Colt Cabana's life, he doesn't live up to his dreams and everything. He's never going to be in WWE, but yet we just need to shit on the man some more. We need to just bitch about him. And I don't know. What's the matter with us?
Well, I do want to say this. He's actually, I guess he stirred up some controversy.
What? Colt Cabana?
Mm-hmm.
How? He's so non-controversial. What did he do?
Kevin Steen was on the show. And Kevin Steen, he's that dude in Ring of Honor. And Kevin Steen, he's like, what about, why are you so bitter about your Ring of Honor bullshit? About them, you know, not using you. I don't know exactly. I didn't listen to it. I don't care what the man talked about.
That's a pretty good question. We should pose that to every guest who comes on. Why are you so bitter about your Ring of Honor bullshit?
The last time I asked that, the man killed himself. So. Surprise. Rest in peace, Larry Sweeney.
I wasn't putting that together. Mm. My goodness.
That was the last question asked Larry Sweeney on In Your Head.
Mm.
Anyway, that was awful.
It was pretty awful, dude.
Well, I was friends with him. He's a good man. I like Larry Sweeney.
Mm.
But
he's a good dude.
Mm-hmm. He was a good dude. And you know what? I am going to say this. I talked to the guy. We liked him. I talked to him off the show. And people that they said, oh, don't book him, Jackie Jones. He's homeless. He's bipolar. Mm-hmm. He's got these issues. Same people that would have him all over their show when he was, you know, in the height of wrestling. We brought him on the show when things were not going good for him. I thought it would help the guy. And then those same people who said, don't book him on your show because he's bipolar and he's homeless and all this stuff. Then as soon as the guy died, they went out and then had this big special about Larry Sweeney trying to get, you know, people to listen to their show based off the guy's death. I thought it was really
interesting. I think he was ahead of his time, WWE. They're all about the fan access. Well, Larry Sweeney, he would wrestle wrestling fans in the parking lot of WrestleMania. So there you go. He was ahead of his times.
I love Larry Sweeney. It's a real shame. Anyone out there who does, you know, a serious thing, anyone out there who battles depression or anything, you should get help because mental illness is as can be as hurtful to you as you know, physical illness.
Mm-hmm.
But back to
I can hear all those psychiatric doctors while it's growing right now. Psychologists, yeah, that's the word I was looking for. And they're just like, thank you, Jack. Thank you so much. Because we have our ear to the ground of the mentally ill. They love us. Love us.
The drag pack.
But anyhow, you're going on to another point.
Yeah, so Colt Cabana, he's asked why he's so bitter, and I guess he gave some, I don't know what happened. But anyway, I don't know if this is tied together, but we're going to tie it together anyway. We're going to say it together.
I'm the zany guy, but fuck you about my bad times in ROH.
So Ring of Honor is like, no more. No more of our guys going on internet shows. It's done. It's kaput.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Mm.
It's like when WWE throws down that ban, we're like it kind of sucks. But when Ring of Honor throws down that ban, it's just like, well, okay, whatever. Do what you want. Oh, man. Whoa, okay. No problem. Keep on keeping on.
I'll be honest, when we used to book Ring of Honor guests, it was a bunch of bullshit. They would send me these emails, and it would be like, oh, talk to the champ. And it was like, it was all kayfabe, like I'm a total friggin' moron. I think this guy's the champ, and he's really wrestling, and all this stuff. And I was like, come on, give me a break. I'm not a friggin' idiot.
We know you only paid him $200 a show.
I know it's not friggin' real. I know what wrestling is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I should find those emails to read. I mean, they're humorous. It was when we had Roderick Strong on, and they kept calling him the champ, and it was just so kayfabe, and I was like, oh my god, this is like, I would be embarrassed to work for a company and would have to talk, correspond to everybody like this is all on the up and up.
Mm-hmm.
In 2012 or whatever it was, we had 2010 maybe.
Well, if they only pay, like, their champion of the show, like, $200 to show up, you know that the person who books the interviews and everything else, they're probably not getting paid a whole lot. So you can only imagine the mentality of somebody like that.
Roderick Strong, he also got us blackballed from the midget wrestling.
You asshole! We wanted to interview them damn midgets! You son of a bitch!
When that Hogan midget wrestling came on, they're like, oh, plug this on in your head, we'll get you Hulk Hogan. All right, so plug it. Oh, well, we couldn't get you Hogan, but we got you Meatball. Meatball! Nothing against Meatball. It was great. He came on. He talked about women sticking their tongue up his wazoo, eating out midget ass. Good for Meatball. But when someone tells you, plug this and we'll get you Hulk Hogan, and he isn't there.
The old bait and switch.
They replace Hulk Hogan with Meatball.
Good times.
Meatball! Not Hornswoggle. Not even Psycho the Puppet Dwarf. Meatball! They could have gave us Brian Knobs.
Come on now.
Here's Brian Knobs.
Meatball's gone on to have a very illustrious career. He's done Hogan's Midget Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure he's done something else. But it wasn't that a hard band to take. It was like, damn, we're banned from Hogan's Midget Wrestling. And it lasted all about a month.
I was watching the show, and here pops Roderick Strong on the midget show. Not even as Roderick Strong, not even as a wrestler. He's the world heavyweight champion of Ring of Honor. He's the champ, they tell me in emails. He's the friggin' champ. And he's on the midget wrestling, playing the part of a non-wrestling frat boy who gets his ass kicked by midgets.
Well, they probably paid him $300, so it's like you got the champ getting his ass kicked.
And so I mentioned that on the Facebook intro, on the social network Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get emailed from the midgets. They're like, oh, take that off. What are you doing? You're going to ruin his career. Perhaps not. No one even knows who that's him. You shouldn't talk about that, blah, 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 blah. And we got blackballed. We've been blackballed by TNA. We've been blackballed from, I don't know, all kinds of companies. And then we got blackballed by Hulk Hogan's Midget Wrestling.
We are the world's blackballers. How about that? That's a new name for us.
Hey, that's what they should call Titus and Darren Young. Blackballers.
It's a pretty good name. They're free to use it if they want.
They are indeed. Millions of dollars.
For the blackballers. Har, 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 har.
And I'm sorry to our fan graphic here in the chat room. Well, he's a midget.
Well, yeah.
He's one of the good ones, though.
Mm. He's a good dude. Good dude.
Yeah. He doesn't even need a leash and a collar to walk around. His owner lets him walk upright.
He tunes in Your Head every Wednesday, and that makes him a good dude in my book.
Yes.
That's for sure.
Yes. Let's, I say, for now on, let's forget about trying to appease anyone.
I'm totally with you. I am totally on that wagon. I do not care if we piss off anybody anymore.
Right.
It really does not bother me none the slightest.
What are they going to do?
Exactly.
So you can't have Meatball on? All right. Who wants?
No problem. Yeah.
Kokomo!
We should have went to Kokomo.
That would have been awesome.
Just to interview that dude. Maybe he would have asked us, are we going to Kokomo, while we were in Kokomo.
Are we going to Kokomo?
That would have been awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But, Jack...
And, you know what? I gotta say this now. I put up that that Max Moon was on the show, and I'm sorry to say this because you thought the same thing. You thought them at Conan. And then so I changed it, and I said Max Moon, Paul Diamond's on the show. Because actually, Conan never actually wrestled as Max Moon. Never once on TV was Max Moon Conan in the ring or in any vignette. It was always Paul Diamond. And I even say this, and then still people, they're like, so Conan, ask Conan this. And then Seek emails me, oh, so Conan's on the show. No! Paul Diamond is on the show! Paul Diamond, Max Moon, Kato, he was in Bad Companies and the Orient Express, he was Max. I was trying to have fun and post a picture of him as Max Moon! I even put pictures in the banner of him as his other characters! There is no picture of Conan in there!
I really didn't know a whole lot about Max Moon. I know. I should be a castaway into a far, far land where I'll get stoned to death or something, because I don't know nothing about Max Moon. But I want to say, Jack, what association did Conan have with Max Moon?
They built... Well, we're going to ask Max Moon when he's on the show, but they actually built... They built the suit for Conan to play Max Moon. And for whatever reason, we'll get into the bottom of it with Mr. Diamond. It didn't happen. And Paul Diamond played the role.
So you're just going to have to wait for that one, everybody.
Exactly.
See what's going down with that. Why didn't Conan play Max Moon?
Holy shit, Incher. Holy motherfucking shit. My light, oh my god. The Duke of Dorchester Pete Doherty Appreciation Society. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Inchman, Power Goat. I just saw this on Facebook. The Duke of Dorchester Pete Doherty Appreciation Society. I'm so pumped! I am so pumped.
Excellent. What exactly do they do?
I don't know. They appreciate the Duke of Dorchester Pete Doherty.
So there you go.
Mm-hmm. This is an amazing turn of events.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. Bow your heads and pay tribute wrestling to wrestling royalty, the greatest wrestler in WWF history, and a global icon, the Duke of Dorchester, Pete Doherty, steamrolled the competition in the 70s and the 80s. The Duke's epic wars fought at the Boston Garden, Providence Civic Center, as well as dozens of venues in the Northeast, left a lasting impact on fans and foes alike. The Duke left a pile of bruised and battered bodies in the wake, including those of Leaping Lanny Poffo, SD Special Delivery Jones, Mario Mancini, the Conquistador 1 and 2, and hundreds, perhaps thousands of others. All hail the Duke of Dorchester, one of the true ring generals of the business. Hot damn.
Hell yeah.
Gotta get him on the show, Insure.
That'll be good times.
I might just retire after that. Be like, it don't get no better.
Don't get no better than this.
Friggin' balls right here, folks. Where did that ever come from, do you think, the saying, this is the balls?
I don't know. Beats me.
This is so good, it's just like a big pile of balls.
I could speculate, but I don't dare to on this show.
Right.
Jack.
Incher.
Did you see the pay-per-view payoff?
I think that's if you love me or something. Yes!
Or payback. That's what it was, not payoff.
Payback!
It'd be great if they did have a pay-per-view just called payoff. It's like, here's the big payoff.
Might as well.
It doesn't matter what your pay-per-views are named.
Payback's pretty generic, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it is. But I enjoyed the show overall.
I thought it was one of the best probably the best WWE pay-per-view year that I can remember anyway. I thought it was better than WrestleMania.
It's a pretty good show, up and down. I mean, pretty much all the matches were good. Everything, it was a good show. I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Got no complaints. No complaints.
So what were some of the matches?
Some of the matches, Dean Ambrose retained his title against he took on Wade Barrett in The Miz, didn't he?
three-way. It was a three-way destruction.
Was it The Miz and Wade Barrett? Jesus Christ. I really need a card when I do these things.
He wrestled Kane.
That's right. That's right. He was like the only guy on the whole show to retain his title besides Cena.
So. But then the tag champs keep their titles?
Yeah, I guess they did too. Yeah. We watched this show, we promise everybody, and we did it.
I didn't watch it till Monday because I was not home. I was away Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Braintree.
Braintree? That's a very interesting town name. I wonder how they got it.
Well, you gotta understand something. Usually everyone just says every town in that area is Boston, but they're not. It's not. There's many different towns, and they just say they're Boston. But Braintree is actually a small town near Boston. I went to the movies.
I'm going down to the movies.
The big ass recliner is pretty sweet.
God, well, what movie did you see? Man of Steel?
Yes, Man of Steel and The Purge.
Nah.
So they'll be up on the theater in a movie soon. So on the Sheamus defeated Damien Sandow on the pre-show. I did not see this match.
No, I didn't either. It's a shame Damien Sandow, he can't pull out a win.
Yeah, and they gave this match so much time and build up on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird that they just stuck it on a on the pre-show.
Yeah, they do that. It's like, couldn't you have thrown like Caitlyn on there or something?
Yeah.
Put her on the pre-show. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
We want to see Sheamus take on Damien Sandow.
I mean, that had weeks of build and like just TV time up the wazoo.
It's pretty obvious the guy is just a great heel. And it's like, what could he have done wrong to end up on the pre-show?
Mm.
I know somebody's got to be on the pre-show, but why has it got to be Damien Sandow and Sheamus?
Right.
They've done nothing but good work recently.
Exactly. They've been playing with friggin' ropes. Friggin' Gordian knot! A Gordian fucking knot!
Yeah.
Hello. They're like, he's like, I'm brilliant. Figure this out, dumbass. And then the dumbass goes, oh yeah, and he just punches him. And then they fought.
There you go.
That was just that. Now that's a feud. That is a feud.
Nothing tells anybody your intellect whenever you give them a nice one to the kisser. You just
is
punch them.
Have you ever done that? Someone comes up to you like, "Hey, I know the blah 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 blah," and you're like, "Bam!" Just punch him right in the face.
No, I don't believe I've ever done that. But
it's like I hate.
I need to.
Yeah.
Like, take that, egghead. Now who's the genius?
Yeah, fuck you, buddy. So then, let's see what else. It was Miz and Wade Barrett versus Curtis Axel for the IC title.
Oh, that's it. That was the three-way. Curtis Axel. He won the IC title.
He did. I was very happy. I thought it was a good moment. I thought it was there. I think that this build is going very well for him.
No, I don't think so. He's got the IC title. Kiss of death.
I don't think so. I think it's good for him.
I think the odds are definitely in my favor because it's like he's feuding with Triple H. Is Triple H known to get people over? No, sir. I think in just a few more months you're going to be like, Incher, you were right. This Curtis Axel, he's a nobody. I think that's what's going to happen, Jack.
I don't think so. I think you'll be eating your words. I think you'll be groveling at my feet. You'll be like, wah, 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 kissing my toes. Be like, please forgive me, Jack. Please forgive me. How could I ever question you? How could I ever question the great Jack?
just over Curtis Axel.
Yes.
Man, what my priorities. They need to be put in check if that's what I was doing. It's like, Curtis Axel got over. Guess I was wrong.
Must lift up his humiliation. But I thought it was a good match, and I'm glad he won.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, yeah. Good three-way.
AJ Lee AJ Lee defeated Caitlin to win the Divas Championship.
She beat her cleanly. And she started crying away in the ring. And those Chicago fans, they were pretty sympathetic to her. She was bawling, and they did not care. They were just like, boo-hoo-hoo. And she had to make her way out of the ring, and I'm like, my God. I actually felt bad for the poor girl. Did you feel anything, Jack, or were you like, get the fuck out of the ring?
I remember last week when they broke her heart.
I didn't see that, I don't think.
It's like, who gives a fuck?
Oh, what happened there? They just...
Well, it was revealed who the secret of
it was
Biggie Langston with this crazy shirt. And then she came out and she's like, that big BBC there, it don't feel nothing for you. You're just a pig and no one could like you. And then she's like crying. She's like, your man arms. So they just totally humiliate her, break her heart, make her feel worthless, and then she loses. You would think that the hero would triumph then because they were just bullied. They were bullied, Incha. They were bullied, and then the bullies won. What kind of one? I thought WWE's like for the kids. They're like, hey, kids, bullies in bad. Bullying is bad. They should know. Bullying works. The bullies win.
Strike one for the bullies.
Bullies win.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan always did pretty good with the bullies. Yeah, there we go. Crickets. All right, that wasn't a good one. I apologize. I'm so sorry.
Were you ever bullied?
Let's see. I experienced some bullying, but, you know, I rised above it. And I realized that it was wrong and that you shouldn't do that.
You used to be the bully.
No, I was bullied a little bit. And I was like, this really sucks. I'm not going to do this to other people. I remember I was like using like a ton of hairspray like back in the fifth grade. I thought I wanted to look like the Iceman from Top Gun. And I was like, the chicks are going to dig me now. All this hairspray and putting in my hair. I'm fixing it like freaking Val Kilmer here. Whoever played the Iceman. I think it was Val Kilmer. But anyways, so I had all this hairspray in, but this hairspray, when it would dry up, it would make a lot of dust. And so, like, this big salty bully figured this out. And he started slapping my head, and it would make all this dust fly. And then everybody would laugh at me. They would laugh at the Inch Man because I'm looking like the Iceman getting all the chicks. And they would slap me in the back of the head and just have a fun time.
That's a weird school. They would be laughing at a guy for getting all the chicks.
No, I mean, like...
Look at that guy getting all the chicks!
my plight actually didn't work, but... So the dust is flying out of my head, and I don't know. I mean, what the hell? So, anyways, that really sucked. It was quite embarrassing. But,
bad.
You know, it didn't do me very good, though, in the future, either, because now I'm just bald. I have no hair, so maybe I shouldn't have been using so much damn hairspray. Maybe that's what the kid was trying to teach me.
Maybe he just smacked the hair off your head.
I'm pretty sure he wasn't trying to teach me anything. He wore, like, a Terminator 2 shirt every day. It was always Terminator 2. Like, and sometimes it was just the same shirt the entire week.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that you call that kid poor. I didn't realize that at the time.
You could have bullied him. Hey, poor ass kid.
You poor fucker. Quit slapping me in the back of the head and making dust fly. I guess it was pretty funny. You slap a kid in the head and then all this dust starts flying. But they were acting like it was dandruff. And that embarrassed me. So, there you go. There's the story.
I like it. Now, I want to ask you this. This is the first in your
I like
head.
It.
This is the first in your head I'm doing without the ponytail. It's gone. Mm-hmm. Ponytail's gone.
Yeah, I saw the pictures. You cut all your hair off. So. It's interesting. I think it looks pretty good. You kind of look like you need to be in the Wyatt clan now.
Really?
A little bit. How you got the hat on and all that. You kind of resemble the dude.
Well, you know what? Someone said that he's copying me because that's a look I've had for a while with the fedora and the Hawaiian shirt.
So you can copy him one back and lower your hair.
He's copying me, bitch! I've been doing it for years. So
yeah, but he's got shorter hair. Now you got the shorter hair.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the look, though. It's the hat and the Hawaiian shirt. I love that, though. That's some of the best vignettes ever.
Pretty good. I enjoy them. Gives you something to look forward to on the Monday Night Raw.
I love it. I think it's awesome. Gets my juices flowing. It's creepy.
I think you're loving it a little bit too much.
It's fucking sweet.
It's getting your juices to flowing.
Yeah. Freaking Y-Clan. They should make some people feel like a pig, motherfucker.
What does Graham have to say about that when your juices start flowing?
I don't know. She probably endorses the Y-Clan. Now, do you know people like that in West Virginia? Like when you go to church, is it like out in the woods?
No, but there's actually like a bear running around our church, and I don't mean the homosexual kind. I mean like an actual bear. So there you go.
There's a bear weekend coming up in Provincetown. You're thinking about filming a dinner and a movie.
You think these bear communities that they're like they got a Yogi the bear? Anybody's name Yogi out there?
Mm-hmm.
And this little sidekick Boo Boo. Be good times.
Yes. Oh, man. Well, that's
why can't people just talk about bears anymore?
In the bear community, the small bear's a cub.
Well, that's how it's always been, hasn't it? Anyways, it's pay-per-view. John Cena. Yeah. Let's talk about the main event a little bit.
Dean Ambrose K-match I didn't think was too good.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Alberto Del Rio beat Dave Ziggler for the title. That was sad.
I enjoyed that bout, though. I thought Ziggler, selling the head injury, and then Alberto Del Rio, he came in as a face, but I think he left as a heel. It's a good turn for him, I thought. And I think they're definitely turning Ziggler into a face, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Ziggler's a face. It was a double turn. Mm-hmm. The double turn! It's, man, the friggin' double turn! And then they signed RVD. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, they showed that RVD vignette, and I was like, well, it's kind of cool he's coming back, but I really haven't been digging on RVD matches recently, so.
I haven't for about, I don't know, 10, 12 years, probably.
It's been a long time, RVD.
14 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who gives a shit? I don't know, I think it sucks because you got so many young good guys there, and then spots at the top will be taken by friggin' nothing happening to RVD.
Well, I don't know if he'll have a spot at the top. I mean, did they ever put him at the top?
Yeah, when people stop caring about him. They're like, nah, it is time to strike when the iron has cooled down.
Now put him at the top.
See, CM Punk beat Jericho. That was a great match.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool seeing Jericho and CM Punk in the ring. People were going crazy for CM Punk because they were in Chicago.
Yeah. The juices were flowing in the crowd. In Chicago.
The custodian's going to be pissed.
Mm-hmm. Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns defeated Randy Orton and Daniel Bryan.
This Seth Rollins, though, he's got to have, like, the little streak in his hair. How wimpy is that?
Does it make you just want to, like, tie him to the back of a pickup and, like, drive him up, like, a hill?
You know, I haven't thought about it, but that is a pretty good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why does he got to have a little streak in his hair? I mean, he's supposed to be this kick-ass dude in the Shield. Yeah. And he's got to have a little streak in his hair. And it's like, don't do that, dude. You look like a tool.
I think it signifies that he is the member of the Shield that would totally suck a cock.
That image might signify that, yeah. I mean, what's next? Is he going to become a vegan?
Fucking vegans.
Then we'd know for sure we can kick his ass because he has a streak in his hair and he's a vegan.
That'd be bad if you were beat up by a gay vegan while he was blowing a guy. Holy shit.
That would be a pretty interesting story.
Live that one down.
How would you engage in battle when you're doing that? You like, stop blowing that dude, and then he just starts kicking your ass.
Would you bring that up at, like, Thanksgiving? Like, so what, anything interesting happened over this year?
No, that would be one of those, that would be one of those I take to the grave with me. It's like, nobody needs to know about this. Keeping this to myself.
Multitasking, blowing and kicking ass. That mean, you'd have to respect them, I guess. I hope Paul Diamond's not listening to this show. Let's see here. John Cena defeated Ryback in three stages of air.
The first stage was pretty weak. It was just like a lumberman match, lumberjack match, and like the lumberjacks didn't seem like they wanted to do much. They were just standing there whenever the guys would get thrown out. They were pretty worthless, except for the big spot where John Cena jumped off the top rope.
Yes, that was pretty sweet.
Yeah, you never see Cena do anything like that, so that was pretty cool for that. But that was pretty much all there was to speak of on that match. Next stage of hell was a tables match. I liked when Ryback had the steel steps and he was throwing it through the tables, trying to hit Cena with it. I thought that was pretty good stuff. Did you enjoy
that? It really picked up. That was a much better match. And then I liked the last match. A lot of people I saw shitting on it. That's bullshit. It's gay. It's weak. But I liked it. I don't mind the gimmicky stuff if it works. I liked it. He gained the FU through the friggin' ambulance.
Yeah, it was pretty cool how they did the spots where they ripped off the door and then John Cena took the lights off of the top of the ambulance and hit him with it. We all know it was all rigged up, but it's still pretty cool.
Wrestling assholes.
Exactly.
You know what? When they bounce off the rope, they could just stop.
Exactly.
They got to bounce.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call up Einstein. I don't think that's feasible.
When somebody slingshots you, you don't necessarily have to run.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And like if you fly off the ropes and drop a leg on someone's neck, if they move and you hit the mat, I don't think it hurts you any more than if you hit their face. There's a lot of things in wrestling, insure, that just don't add up. But you watch it, and you're like, you know what? That there's the friggin' wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
It's just wrestling. That's all. The only way you can explain it.
Mm-hmm. So my juices were flowing the whole show.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. I enjoyed the entire event, pretty much. I mean, it was just an easy-watching show. I turned it on, and I enjoyed it thoroughly all the way through.
I did, too. I'm giving it a thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
Way up.
That. Yeah, way up that bitch.
Way up. Thumbs way up.
Thumbs up right up the friggin' wrestling ass.
No wonder we only get a meatball. Oh well, it's not like Hulk Hogan's like this highbrow dude anymore.
He's like friggin' porking women on videos. He's burning his hands off.
Well, burning your hands off, I think anybody could make that mistake.
Yeah, but you don't gotta go post pictures like, here's my friggin' skeleton hand.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not too big on, like, I don't know. Like, if you get an injury like that, I don't know if I'd necessarily just be showing it everywhere. But, I don't know. That is a little weird.
Yeah.
I know you had, like, a cut on your hand, and you showed it, but that was, cuts kind of different.
And you ran right to the bathroom and started puking.
I was like, oh, my God.
Holy shit. Graphic man, graphic just posted a picture on my Facebook page. He looks just like Hornswoggle.
Huh?
He does.
Could be the extra in like the new Leprechaun.
He could be.
Do the stunts.
You know what, Insure? We should go to break Mm-hmm. We'll be having Paul Diamond here coming up on the show.
Excellent.
And I do want to say this. One of my all-time favorite TV show of all time. And it's very sad news. R.I.P. Rest in peace, Tony Soprano, James Gandolfini. And he was only 51, so he was pretty young when Sopranos was on. He was probably in his late 30s when it started.
He was pretty much typecast. I mean, that nobody could look at him and not think of Tony Soprano. But I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. Some actors never get up to that stage. So, I don't know. He's one of the most successful shows on television in the last few years, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I know there's been a lot of big ones, but people hold that one up pretty high. So,
Norrin Radd saying that the Three Stages of Hell match was so gay that it had... that they were doing butt and ass sex. Like, they weren't even friggin' sodomy. It was just like friggin' butt to the ass. I don't even know how it's possible. It's friggin' crazy. But so, we should go to break.
I take it he wasn't a fan of it.
No, he wasn't.
But, anyhow. How'd you work that into the James Gandolfini tribute?
Well, I just now seen it. I'm sorry, James Gandolfini. Rest in peace, Sopranos, greatest show of all time! And I know this is probably not good for you, but I always remember you as Tony Soprano. So rest in peace, Tony Soprano.
Rest in peace. All right, everybody. If you want to call in, ask the man a question, Max Moon, Paul Diamond, 508-644-8503, or you can Skype in, jacking off. We'll be back.
Right.
This is J.J. Dillon, the leader of the original Four Horsemen, and this is InYourHeadOnline.com.
All right, we're back, and we're joined by Paul Diamond. He's also known as Max Moon, because I believe you're going to be wearing the Max Moon suit here this Saturday.
Yes, yeah, I guess that's the way it's going to be, right?
All right, are you proud of the Max Moon character?
Oh, well, you know, it's been a while, but I guess at the time, you know, it was kind of in the era where the kids were all into the superheroes and stuff. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. But I think once I kind of look back on it, it was, you know, one of the stranger gimmicks that I've done. But, hey, you do what you can to, you know, it really doesn't matter. It's as long as you're entertaining the people and giving them a good show. So, yeah, it was all right.
Yeah. Now, you know, the story is that they originally had that for Conan, and then what's the story there? Did he just not want to do it, or how did you come
to it? You know what? I guess, you know, Conan was kind of a big star in Mexico, and when he came to WWF or WWE now, you know, he kind of expected to be treated the same way they treated him, like, you know, down there, like he was king, and really, you know, he was nothing up here, and sort of just trying to be like he was in Mexico. He just didn't work with the folks in WWF office, you know, and mm-hmm. I guess he just got fed up with the way they were treating him, and you know, that was it. One day he just never showed to the TV taping, and as you guys said, yeah, I mean, everything, the initial costume and actually the whole gimmick, I believe, was his idea originally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a lot of other equipment that went with the gimmick, and they decided, of course, not to use that. It was hard enough to haul all that stuff, you know, on the road, and it would have been just impossible to do that. So, yeah, that's how it went, you know, and I was kind of just getting done with the Orient Express gimmick, and was kind of lucky to be in the right place at the right time to, you know, get that when he decided that he wasn't going to do it.
Yeah, now he never actually wrestled as Max Moon, did he?
No, you know what, he actually had a couple of trial matches at TV where they had some dark matches, mm-hmm. because they were trying to sort of work out the kinks in the costume, because, you know, some of the pieces there, you know, shot flames and confetti and stuff, and a couple of guys that do stuff for movies out in L.A., you know, made the stuff, and unfortunately, movies, you know, you use it once, and here we're having to use it every day, and so that was a lot of failures and problems with it. So I guess, you know, maybe that might have been part of the reason, too. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You see, you mentioned the Orient Express gimmick, and, you know, you were Kato, the masked guy, and you were you reformed the Bad Company team, but as the Orient Express. And you guys had,
right,
like, some awesome matches on pay-per-views with, like, the Rockers. And...
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, heck, the Rockers, you know, mm-hmm. How can you go wrong there? I think that was, you know, really the most fun that I've had is, you know, working with those guys. It's just, we all got along so well and, you know, just kind of didn't have to worry about somebody wasn't going to be there where they're supposed to or somebody's going to screw something up. I mean, it always, you know, worked out real well and had a lot of fun with that.
Yeah. And Mr. Fuji is your manager, and he's notorious for a lot of really crazy ribs. Were you ever victim to any or seen any?
Yeah, you know, nothing really serious. One time when we were flying, I woke up and my fingernails were painted like pink.
Right.
And I was, you know, out. It was early in the morning. But you know what? Fuji, it's funny. He loved to rip people, but, you know, you ever rip him, boy, he just didn't take it too well. Marty Jannetty would always, like, you know, hide his top hat. Or I remember one time, you know, he squashed it, and, oh, man, Fuji about, he was just, you know, steam coming out of his ears when that happened. He just... Like I said, you know, good river, but not a good recipient of.
Yeah. But did you travel with those guys, or were you not allowed to at that time, like if you guys were feuding?
No, yeah, we could all travel. In fact, mm-hmm. It's funny because, I knew Sean from when we both kind of were the American Force in 85 in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
We were both just getting started, you know. So Shawna just came back from Watts' territory back to San Antonio, which is home for him. And, I mean, I had just gotten into business a few months before that. I started with Ole Anderson out in old NWA on TBS. And so, yeah, we were Shawna and I were the tag team partners in Texas, so... You know, once everybody kind of rejoined and we wound up WWF, you know, usually Sean and I hung out together and Marty and Pat Tanaka would get in as much trouble as they could.
Now, I love the Bad Company tag team, and I always thought you guys had one of the best finishers I ever saw, the slingshot into the DDT. And,
right.
Like, how did you come up with that? I always liked any kind of cool tag team finisher. You don't see them too often anymore.
Right. You know, and that's the thing, you know, just when you're together for that long, of course, you know, early on in our careers, we weren't flying, we were driving everywhere, you know, worked in Tennessee and stuff, and so, you know, you just talk about different things, and, you know, when you're into the wrestling business, you want to try and make things better, that's just kind of, you know, we'd be talking and things would just kind of come up and we try them and, you know, tweak them to, you know, get them down the best that we could do and also different, you know, I mean, we didn't want to be just, that everybody was, doing the same things. We wanted to be the ones, the innovators, and that somebody else was trying to copy rather than us, you know, copying, other teams.
Yeah. Was that a hard move to do? Because I remember there was a few times like it wouldn't work perfectly. Would like the guy really have to get into position to really hit that?
Yeah. I mean, you kind of had to, you know, the guy that was taking it sort of had to have, couldn't just be, you know, your normal job guy type of thing. They kind of had to, you know, be a little more versed in wrestling than what they gave us at, like, the TV taping and stuff.
Yeah. Now, you know, DDP was your manager, and did you ever think that he would go on to, you know, like, be a big-time wrestler?
No clue whatsoever. You know, I mean, he, when we first met him, I, you know, he was just sending his tapes out everywhere. And, you know, at that time, and I guess really not ever, neither Pat or myself were really great on the mic. So he was a guy that, you know, from his tape that he sent out to Vern Gagne, you know, the guy that could really, you know, talk, and so they figured that, you know, Bad Company, he would work out real good with us, and so, no, I, you know, kind of, I think one time there was Pat didn't show up for a show, and Paige jumped in, even though he had never wrestled. So I don't know if, you know, maybe that kind of sparked him to, he might have liked one match and, you know, tried to get into it. But, you know, once we got done at AWA, I think Dusty Rhodes down in Tampa kind of had a lot to do with, you know, Paige getting started and kind of training, doing some training, or some of the guys down there.
Yeah, he worked for, like, some big-time people like Vern Gagne, and I didn't know you even worked for Ole Anderson. How would you compare some of the old-time promoters?
Well, you know, really, especially Vern, you know, he was just really old-time. Just wasn't a whole lot of into new ideas, you know. I mean, they, you know, back, I'm guessing, AWA back in the 60s and 70s and stuff. I mean, you know, they drew real well all around where they went. And, of course, you know, he had his ideas how all that was supposed to work. But, you know, the business was changing, and he just would not change with it. So it was a kind of a tough place to be because, you know, they wouldn't really take any kind of input or ideas that we may have had, even though they might have been really good and probably would have worked, but just he was, you know, stuck to his ways, and that's it. Nothing was going to change.
Yeah, I know actually when we had Marty Jannetty on, he said when they came up with the Rocker's name, he actually thought it meant a rocking chair.
yeah, I doubt that, but anyway, I imagine Vern could probably, think that.
So we're going to take a quick call here. We don't have Paul for too long, so we'll just take one call. Adam, do you have a question?
Yes. How you doing, Paul? I actually saw you work for ECW for one time at the Wonderland Greyhound Park, and I was just wondering why your run didn't go there a little longer. I know it was towards the tail end of your career, but I know you worked there for 10 years.
You know, ECW is funny because I actually wound up working there a couple of times early on when Paul Heyman just kind of started the company and, you know, had his TVs there at the Bingo Hall and stuff, and just, like I said, was really just getting going. I worked there, and then also a few years later, back in 97, which at that point I'd already been through WWF and all those places. You know, initially, I think we just kind of, things weren't really great, and we kind of left. But the second time, I would have stayed there probably a lot longer because I had it really going by that time. But also, I was trying to, you know, get back to some bigger companies at the time. And, you know, Paul just, we just kind of didn't see eye to eye at that point. You know, he kind of felt like, well, if you're in ECW, you shouldn't be looking anywhere else and stuff. So that kind of sort of had a falling out that ended that way. That's pretty much why.
A lot of the AWA guys end up in WCW when Eric Bischoff was there. Did you get along with Eric Bischoff?
Yeah, you know, the thing, it's really, really strange. I just never could understand that about, I mean, the wrestling business is as weird as it is, but Eric, you know, he was the guy, I mean, here, I remember, you know, when I started working for Vern, Eric, how he ever got the position in WCW, I'll never know. The guy had, I mean, no clue about the wrestling business. In fact, when I met him, he was working for Vern Gagne, running the camera for our interviews.
Mm-hmm.
That's what his job was. And all of a sudden, you know, a few years later, he winds up, I guess Greg was that booking committee at the time with WCW, so he got him down there. And I guess Eric just kind of knew, you know, whose ear to get into or whose, you know what, to kiss to get the right job, I guess. So, you know, he really kind of got an attitude, and all of a sudden he was a genius, knew everything about wrestling. But now, you know, when I met him, he knew nothing about wrestling, and like I said, it was just running the camera. So never had any problem with it, but never had any problem with him, just for the fact that, you know, he really knew nothing about business, and, you know, all of a sudden he was at the top. It was kind of strange.
I do want to ask something too quick. Was you had the HBK's comeback match you know, before he made the comeback to WWE, you know, and they thought it was his last match. And what was that like for him to pick you to have the match with? I mean, were you guys longtime friends and still friends? And...
Well, like I said, you know, we were tag team partners at the beginning of our careers. But at the time that we had that match, I don't know if you could realize, you know, Sean was running his wrestling school, and, you know, I had moved out to San Antonio, and I actually worked for Sean there. I mean, I was his right-hand man and chief bottle washer. So, you know, we had a little TV show there in San Antonio, 30-minute show. And so I was, you know, his booker and stuff. So actually I had to talk him into it because he didn't feel like at the time, you know, that he was in good condition physically. He hadn't wrestled for a while. And that's why we kind of had a, you know, a hardcore match because, of course, you know, having that kind of match can cover up a lot of things, and you know, people just wanted to see him in the ring again. So yeah, that's how it worked there. You know, I really enjoyed, you know, of course we trained, and I turned out the few guys there that actually wound up with jobs with WWE and stuff, and Spanky, and I guess Lance Cade, and I think he passed away actually.
Yeah, he did.
I'm not really sure, but yeah, man, that's so sad. Anyway, so.
Spanky, I was just a big fan of him.
Yeah, he was, I mean, those guys, and I was like one of the first classes that we turned out at the wrestling school, and I think we got spoiled because that initial class was, you know, very, very talented and turned out to be awesome. Never really, you know, reached that with later classes.
I want to let everybody know this Saturday is New England Pro Wrestling Fan Fest 3 at the Seaport Inn and Marina in Fairhaven, Massachusetts. And we'll have the link right on the website. You can check it out for all your ticket information. And you can see Paul Diamond, and you can see all kinds of people will be there. Will you have the Max Moon suit to wear for pictures?
Yeah, I'm going to have the Max Moon suit on in full color.
That's going to be fun.
I look forward to it, and you know, for the people, hopefully it'd be a nice day, and come on out and come and say hi and whatever else, bunch of stuff going on. Some you'll see guys that I haven't seen for years, and it'd be good to kind of rehash old memories.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on, and we'd love to have you back sometime. Maybe we can have you back for a little
while. All right, cool. Well, thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it. My pleasure being on your show. Thank you.
Have a good night.
This is Shawn Michaels, former WWE Superstars, and you're listening to InYourHeadOnline.com.
All right, we're back once again here at In Your Head. Well, I want to thank Paul Diamond for coming on the show.
Yeah, great interview. I would have liked to hear more from the man, but I think what we got was pretty good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. He only had a little bit of time before he had to go to work.
Had to make his way. Everybody has to have a job. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got to get paid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What song we were playing? Because I hear in the chat room, Normat said, let me know when the show's back. I don't want to ever hear this song again in my entire life.
I've already removed it from the playlist, so I'm not really sure, to be honest with you. Apologize.
Son of a bitch.
I know.
So Monday Night Raw. Good show.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed Monday Night Raw as well. They're having a pretty good week in WWE.
Yeah, skip-a-da-hibba-da-doo-ba-doo.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. I think it was a pretty great moment whenever Mark Henry was in the ring and he was announcing his retirement. He was all weepy. He's crying. I was totally buying it. I was like, this man is retiring right here. Mm-hmm. He had me. Mark Henry, of all people, had me, Jack. And
his pink jacket.
Yeah, he's talking about his daughter and how daddy was coming home. Mm-hmm. John Cena handed him the belt, and he was like, you know, John, I'm going to give this back to you. Because you got to earn this. And then he handed it back to him, and I was like, man, this is a man who loves professional wrestling, and he's showing it right here in the ring. Mm-hmm. And John Cena gets in the ring, and they're about to embrace. Mark Henry picks him up and slams him. It was awesome. I loved it.
It was. I'll have to admit it was great stuff. Now, some people have gone overboard. Now, I'm going to say this was a great promo by Mark Henry. They booked Mark Henry awesome. But there are people that they're like saying like they actually came in their pants twice.
Yeah, that's a little overdoing it, I think.
And they're like, he's the greatest at everything. And it's like, he is very good in this role. No, they're booking perfectly. I really enjoy him. I can take anything away from him. But that doesn't all of a sudden make him, you know, the second coming of Ric Flair.
No.
I don't want to say anything. It was a great segment. I actually believe he was retiring. It was done perfectly.
He did it. He did it pretty good. Yeah, got to give him credit when credit is due. So I think we're doing that right now. But it was pretty awesome. That was a good angle, man. I mean, you don't get good stuff like that every week on Monday Night Raw. But that was really good. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Kudos to Mark Henry.
Yeah, did you like that pink jacket?
The jacket, not so much. I liked it when he was talking about his kids and his wife, and somebody yelled out Mae Young, and he turned around and he's like, not Mae Young, stupid.
That was good.
And then he kind of smiled. Man, I kind of think that maybe it could it be true that maybe this last match, this match coming up with Cena could be like one of his last matches? Mm-hmm. Like, how could he invoke so much emotion if he's just acting? The man deserves an Oscar if that was just all acting. That was pretty good.
It was very good. It was excellent. And we got a caller here. Now, we're going to take callers later on, but he was trying to call in the interview, and he was on hold. So we're going to go to him and we're going to ask him his opinion on Mark Henry. Okay?
All right.
John the Song Man.
He never disappoints.
Or is this Johnny Cakes? All right. Well, it's nobody. All right, I'm sure.
You know what I said earlier in the show, that we have our ear to the ground of the mentally ill?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that just might be one of the cases. Some proof right there, live on air.
Mm-hmm. But it did make me think, now I have to see another Mark Henry Cena match. Like, that's not going to be good.
Yeah. Mark Henry, I mean, he's had some good matches, but overall, not very good.
I don't think he's ever had he's had like matches I thought were like, you know, decent. I've never really seen a Mark Henry
passable
match. You know what? That was a hell of a match.
Well, Sheamus and him had a pretty good match, I think. And geez, let's see. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, and it will be a good visual, him taking the FU.
That'll be a hard one for Cena to get him up. You think he's going to do it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. He never like, pusses out like Ryback. Never just falls over or anything.
Yeah, but he blows. Do you think that's just the end of Ryback? I mean, the guy went on, like, a 7-month losing streak. A title shot for unknown reasons, and then lost.
Yeah, I don't know. He's not doing so good. I mean, they... This guy, he could have been a big star at one point. And mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just like, what are you doing, WWE? This is not how you push somebody. If you want him to be over with the fans or have some sort of, you know, credible character, you don't have him lose every single freaking time he comes out. He's got to win some. He's got to pose himself as a legitimate threat. You watch the new Superman movie, Superman just don't come out and have his way with the villain, you know? You want to be in peril.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta, you know?
General Zod kicks his ass. He's like, oh, I killed your friggin' dad, I'm killing your mom, I'm fucking you up, I'm destroying the world. Then he gets his revenge. He's like, I'm gonna friggin' I'm taking Lois. I'm doing it all. And
I'm gonna bang her 10 ways till Sunday. That was in the movie.
Mm-hmm. That's in the uncut one that we saw.
Uh-huh. We got the screener.
Mm-hmm. He's friggin' raping her right on the moon.
Superman can't save you on the moon.
I saw that on the. It's in the new. There's a new game where it's like Mortal Kombat with DC players. DC characters, and one of the things is General Zod like picks you up and throws you through the moon.
I loved like just craziness in video games. The fighting games back in the days like that, where they would just do something crazy like that.
But when shouldn't you just automatically lose if that happens? Like you can't throw someone through the moon and then like they come back and kick you in the shin or something. I mean it's kinda ridiculous.
That should like, only be used as a finisher.
Yes, yeah, so General Zod is fighting Batgirl. And he throws Batgirl from the earth to the moon, through the moon, all the way through the moon from one end to the other, and then grabs her and throws her back to Earth. She should not be able to come. This should be the end.
Mm-hmm.
The only person that could possibly survive that's Superman.
Yeah, or Pepsi Man.
Ooh.
Pepsi Man.
Who the hell is Pepsi Man?
He was in a game called Fighting Vipers. He was a badass.
You're such a nerd.
I don't dispute that.
Now, if they came to us and they said, we're making the in-your-head fighting game.
Well, I got to be the best character. That's all there is to it.
Well,
I
just got to
be kicking ass all the time.
They're making the power goat. They're like, we got to figure moves for you. It was General Zod throwing people to the moon. What the hell does the power goat do? What's like your big...
This is what they got to make me do. I got to have the finisher where I jump in the air and my legs just kick like crazy and I kick people right in the face billions of times.
Like Godzilla? You used to do that.
Like I spout a tail and lift myself and just start kicking people in the face?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that could work, but I'd rather not have a tail. I'd rather just be suspended in air and just be doing it.
That'd be pretty sweet.
1,000 kicks to the face. That's what I do.
1,000 kicks to the face. For a million.
Million. Quadruple billion until the person's head just flies off.
Kicking ass and taking names.
Mm-hmm. What would your move be?
Mine would be I'd just like friggin' destroy... I don't know. Let's see.
Come on, just destroy? You're more creative than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, yours is good. The kicking. I'm thinking Jackie Jones got a top hat.
Mm-hmm. You could be like, I don't know, like pulling people's intestines out through their ass or something.
Man, you're dirty. What?
I thought you'd like that. I'm sorry.
I was just thinking I could like human centipede people.
Well, that's pretty long and drawn out, isn't it? I mean, sewing people together and all that.
I pull out some twine. Get the sewing machine. Like, I don't know. I think I got the top hat on, so I just like get down like a bull and I run through them and just friggin' rip them right in half with my head.
Okay, that's cool.
You like that one?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I like it.
Just run through them with your head.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Yeah. Somebody needs to get to work on that. Make the in-your-head video game and distribute it to all our fans. You'll make millions. Millions.
Mm-hmm.
And, anyways, Jack, Monday Night Raw, we saw the return of Brock Lesnar taking on CM Punk. CM Punk has fallen out of grace with Paul Heyman, it seems.
He is.
Mm-hmm. Earlier in Monday Night Raw, CM Punk looked at Paul Heyman and he was like, Paul, you almost cost me my match with Chris Jericho at the pay-per-view. I don't need you out of the ring every time that I go out. And Paul Heyman later on told him that he understood. But Brock Lesnar, that prompted an attack later on, it seems. Whoa, mm-hmm. Something's amiss here, Jack. What is going on?
I thought it was done very well.
I'm curious to see CM Punk Brock Lesnar feud. I think it could be good stuff. CM Punk will probably actually want to work with the man.
Mm-hmm.
Not just come out there and be like, you got to cry in this match, and then mm-hmm. I'll let you win. Cry like a bitch.
Exactly.
The entire match. And then you can go over.
I love it. Cry like a bitch.
I'm pretty sure if Triple H had his own video game, he would, like, pedigreeing people through the universe. Like, every every single planet. Can you make me do that?
I like that.
And it's like, when I'm done doing that, I want the person to get up and just tell me, you are the man, and I apologize for ever thinking I could get in the ring with you.
Now, what if, who in the Headyverse would you like do a fatality on? In the game.
You know, at this stage, in the game. Okay, I thought you were actually, you know, who I actually want
like
to kill.
You want
to?
No, I'm not saying who you want to murder. I'm not trying to, get you arrested or nothing.
I'd probably like to kick John the Song Man in the face a billion times. Just see him start up that song. He'd be like, my name is John, John.
Yeah, now just think of this. Think of when his face is all up in that camera.
And his eyes are boggling around. Nostrils are flaring.
Awesome.
Like, I know what to do here. Just a billion kicks to the face.
I like Axel's new finishers. I kind of like him doing the perfect plus, but I like that new DT, the new DDT that he gave to Sin Cara.
Mm-hmm. Broke out the new move. Isn't it funny, though, that Sin Cara's got the lights all dim and everything, and then he just loses?
Yeah, it's like Iron Mike Sharp didn't have, like, special lighting.
Yeah. It's like...
They didn't get special lighting of the Gambler.
You can do away with the special lighting now, WWE.
Yeah, he's a job guy. And his new action figure comes with a broken arm. Have you seen this?
You know it's not a vote of confidence when your new action figure is injured.
Yes!
They pre-injure it for him. They don't even let the kids break the arm. It's already broken.
What kid would want an action figure with a broken arm? Like, what the hell do you do with that? In the point of Sin Cara is he could fly around. I mean, if really like a dumb kid, you'd be like, yippee, he's flipping around. It's like, well, I got this action figure with a broken arm. What the? Well, why would someone want that?
I mean, you know somebody had to tell them to do that. You know, it wasn't somebody, one of the toy makers said, you know, I think the kids would think it's cool if we had him with a broken arm.
If he was incapacitated. Put him in body wrap.
We need a Sin Cara injury line. Just where every single like character is just injured in some sort of way. And like he could have a wheelchair in one. And then the body cast, like you said just there. Have him in a body cast.
Why is he even still there? He's just a huge flub.
I don't know. They keep him keeping on, I guess. Kids do like him. But man, he was no Rey Mysterio, that is for sure.
Oh. You're in the chat.
Your job is safe, Rey. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Who are they going to get for the top Mexican now? He's a bum. Alberto Del Rio's a heel. They always talk about they need to get the Mexican audience. They need to get the Latinos.
I don't know.
I have a theory because he's been doing well in doing the DDP yoga. He's in the wellness house, whatever the hell called DDP calls it. Return of, in my opinion, the next to Eddie, arguably the greatest Latino wrestler of all time. Bring back Razor Ramon.
They could do that. He's on the mend. I think they need to get Mil Mascaris because the man has two wives, and he told this at the Hall of Fame ceremony. He was like, "I have two wives." He said it in his broken. Yeah, he's like banging. He's got two bitches, man. I mean, you gotta respect that.
Think he has two penises, or?
Well, he's really a superhero if that's the case. He's two penis man.
Mm-hmm.
Mil Dos Penis.
Man. Do you think they're hot?
One of them was shown there. She didn't look so great.
Was she like 80 or something?
I don't know. He's a playboy, though. He's like, I've got two wives. He's speaking his broken English. He could barely get through the whole ceremony. And
they should have just put, like, someone else. They should have put, like, Ted DiBiase in her mask. And
just have him.
And who would know? Like, man, this guy really speaks well.
Because he's Ted DiBiase.
But he'd have a mask on.
Do you mean junior or senior?
Well, senior.
Oh, okay,
senior,
okay.
Junior, no, if junior's, he'd probably talk worse than a Mexican.
Well, if senior got up there and he's like, ha, 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 ha. Like, that's Ted DiBiase.
Like, holy shit, why didn't Mil Mascaras do more promos? That's pretty awesome.
We need to watch this dude.
Yeah.
We need to check him out.
Comer. Oh, yeah.
Yep. There it is. Boxman sent me the link. He's got a broken arm. Rey Mysterio is just, like, pointing at him, like, look at this jump with the broken arm. He's like, he ain't taking my job, that's for damn sure.
You should have put a pot belly on Rey Mysterio.
Where's the gut on Rey?
And, like a syringe in his ass.
Oh, come on now. I was trying to talk Rey Mysterio up a little bit.
That's all right. I mean, if he does a lot of steroids, is all I'm saying.
Allegedly.
No, he's failed the drug test.
Has it always been steroids?
I don't know. What else you think he's in? He's into.
I know he likes comic books. If that's what you mean.
I don't think that's against the wellness policy. I bet Vince McMahon would think less of you if he caught you reading a comic book backstage than if he caught you shooting up the roids backstage.
He's like, why aren't you reading fine literature like Big Apple Takedown? You should be reading that, pal.
Good
now kiss
buddy.
My ass. Kiss my ass. Oh, yeah. I love it.
Man. Stephanie's an Amazon.
She looked pretty dumpy on Monday Night Raw. She did not look very good.
I've never found her attractive.
No, I never found her attractive either, but she just kind of grossed me out, honestly.
Mm.
She looked like her hair hadn't been washed in weeks. And she had that business suit on, and she has, like, zero ass. There's no ass there.
I said that for years on the show. You and Barb used to yell at me.
Really?
No ass. Yeah.
Well, I see it now. I agree with you. There's no ass there.
And she's, like, she's got to be, like, 7 feet tall. She's, like, probably almost as tall as Kali.
Well, she was in the ring with AJ, and she's pretty small, but...
What a terrible visual. Now, back in the day, they would be like, we're going to... Andre, you're doing an interview, stand on this box, because you're going to look even bigger than you are. We're protecting these people. Now, like, let's send out Stephanie to just, like, totally belittle the women's champion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who would see that and think, you know what? Wow, that's really impressive. That's a women's champion. She's like 4'2". She's like a friggin' Oompa Loompa. She's like in the Lollipop Guild or something. And here's a non-wrestler, and she's like just totally towering over. It can beat her ass.
Yeah.
And then she's just talking down. I hate Stephanie.
Yeah, it's kind of like she hasn't been on TV for a while, but man, I don't really like that she's back.
Yeah, I gotta say, I think the McMahon stuff, you know, including Triple H, was the worst parts of Raw. I liked everything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stephanie McMahon in the ring, not good stuff. She's not very attractive either. No.
Yeah, I've never dug her, but now that she's older, I really can't stand her.
She needs that youth. You need to get that youth back, Stephanie.
At least AJ's tight and young.
No, Stephanie, I don't know. She's not doing so well. Can you imagine her in a few more years?
She's an old bitch.
I know. She's got that cunty attitude.
Yeah.
It's like, man, you're a lucky man, Triple H. You gotta go home to that fucking cunt.
I mentioned this on the board, and Dwayne was like, I won't disagree. I think she is a spectacular performer.
Gee, man. Dwayne's like one of those guys that probably likes to be, like, dominated. Like, he goes to those dominatrix and, like, he's like, just beat the shit out of me, would you?
He's like, that Stephanie, like, put, like, heels on and just, like, stomp on his balls.
Mm-hmm. I could see him doing that. Mm. Man.
It's like kissing her feet. Dwayne, man, you got a man up.
God, Stephanie McMahon. She's kind of morphing into Dixie Carter.
I was thinking the same thing.
It was business suits. God, she looked like just shit poured into it.
Just poured a pile of shit in a suit.
It didn't look good. It was. I don't know. I mean, I hate to be so negative on her, but Jesus Christ.
Wow, she's a billionaire. She's on feet because her dad owns the company.
Looked like a big pile of shit just pushed into a suit and no ass. Could they stack some shit in the ass? I mean, for Christ's sake, there was nothing there. It was just totally flat.
And then she used to say Triple H used to like to sodomize her.
Man, maybe he inverted it.
Maybe just pounding it down. Just ground down the ass.
Hey, my God, Triple H, calm down, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you would have to just go crazy on it whenever she's treating you like a cunt all day. Being such a bitch, she's like, my daddy owns you. Yeah, I'm going to fuck this ass. I just didn't concave it.
Do you think it's worth living with her to own the company?
No. I don't know. I couldn't live like that. I would go insane. Mm-hmm. That would be just terrible. I don't know. I mean, some people really think she's quite the prize, but no, not in my eyes. I don't think so.
Dumb.
I mean, it's great that you'd be set for life, but man, I just couldn't take it. I'd rather flip burgers at McDonald's with Colt Cabana. We'd be there cheesing. Be good times.
Let's see. Are we got who's this on the line? Mike Dayton.
Hey, this is Mike Bessler.
Mike Bessler, or Mike in Dayton, I believe, is why I saved your name as.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it's all the same. I heard you guys talking about the women's stuff last night, and I really like women's wrestling. At least I like what TNA is presenting right now, but people have been talking about how WWE's Divas division has been in decline for years now, but it really kind of hit home last night when they had the scene where, you know, the entire women's roster comes out, you know, to confront AJ. And first of all, you have Stephanie kind of burying the women's division then by telling them to never interrupt her again. But, I mean, you look at just how shallow the talent roster is. I mean, you can really see it when they're all standing out there on the stage together.
Mm. And she just towered over AJ. Just made it. I think that's just a bad visual where there's the non-wrestler just towers over the champion.
Mm-hmm.
This makes him look weak.
If Stephanie had like a kiss my ass club, I think people would miss because there's nothing there.
She did kind of. I mean, they had her kind of intimidating or belittling Caitlyn also, and I had read something earlier in the evening on one of the internet sites. I can't remember which one, kind of claiming that exchange was inspired by some recent real-life event where Stephanie went off on somebody backstage for interrupting her, and apparently somebody witnessed this and said, hey, that'd make great television.
How big of a shit do you gotta be to be like, yeah, we had an altercation in the back, now I gotta put it on TV, we gotta relive it.
That was my thought when I read that. And even, I mean, I'm not a fan of Brooke Hogan and them injecting her into the Knockouts division at all, but at least she doesn't kind of bury them one by one or collectively from week to week. And I think that's the major difference between the two divisions, right? Well, that and TNA has just a lot more talent in their women's division.
Mm. And they got better camera work. They get right up in there. You get to see those nice crotch shots. They know what's going on. But
as opposed to WWE being on a delay and actually blacking that stuff out.
Yeah, that's no good. Yeah, they were like hip slip on Raw intro.
Caitlin, she let the girls out. You can barely spot it. I don't know. I mean, whoever, what pervert spotted that? You were on the ball because I would have missed that one.
Yeah. I mean, you think in this day and age of 2013, I mean, you could Google and find like friggin' any type of pornography you want to watch. Like, I mean, some graphic stuff.
Anything.
Like a barely seen nipple wouldn't do it for you anymore.
Yeah, but that still was up on the net by the end of the show too.
That's
how
I found out about it. They were posting it in the chat room while I was in the Raw chat.
I have a pretty keen eye when it comes to like that kind of stuff, but I probably would have missed that one. So, thanks to the internet for enlightening me about it. But I guess it just depends who the nipple's attached to, Jack. You see,
nipple eye for the intro guy.
I think that happened. I think that happened after the Brian Orton match, which also, I mean, if you were watching that closely, I'm pretty sure that they stopped the audio on that for a second when somebody yelled something.
They said that they actually stopped the match. Brian was supposed to win, but then they went.
I mean during the match, they actually, I worded it poorly, during the match, they actually went silent for just a couple seconds, you know, because they're on a delay. And I think, you know, somebody cursed or something like that during the match, so they took that off. And that kind of, when the Caitlin thing happened and the screen went black for a minute, I'm like, oh, okay, we had an audio outtake. Now we've got a video outtake. So that's, I was just kind of bringing that part up to compare the two. But the Bryan match, I thought, since you started talking about it, I thought that was very good. It was unfortunate the way it ended.
Yeah, and they said that they actually fought too. Supposedly, you know, I don't know if it's how true it is or not. But backstage, they were yelling at each other because Triple H ended the match or changed the finish of the match.
Who were they yelling at? Like
Ryan was yelling at Triple H, supposedly.
Oh, okay. Huh.
Well, did you guys already? I joined the show a little late. Did you already talk about whether or not you agreed or disagreed with the decision to stop that match?
No, but I think it's pretty weak. I mean, it's wrestling. The guys got to, they go out there. If they get a little banged up, they got to keep going. And I don't think you should change the finish. Unless someone's, like, seriously hurt. I don't think they...
And it turned out to be nothing. Didn't they say it was, like, just a stinger? And so it could have been possible that he could have just worked through it. So, I mean, I don't know. It's a hard call.
I think it should be up to the guy.
You don't know how serious it is, I guess. You don't know if it's, like, something with his neck or what. You could tell, like, he didn't have use of his arm, so I don't know.
It really does kind of bring home just how far away we are now from, like, the hardcore days and the original ECW and stuff like that because, I mean, they used, you know, they stopped the match. If you guys remember, I think it was the second one-night stand ECW show, and it was Sabu and Rey Mysterio, and they, you know, they had the doctor come out and call that, you know, they couldn't continue because they were in too bad a shape and stuff like that, and that was kayfabe. But last night, I mean, if it was kayfabe, it was done really, really well, which I don't think it was. I mean, and if it's real, it just kind of really drives home how different the industry is nowadays, at least from WWE's side of things.
Yeah, I like it when they just beat each other in the head with chairs.
I like my wrestlers stupid. Just as dumb as possibly can be. Like they don't know their name when they're done with the match. Like four times four is two.
It's freaking this wrestling. But yeah.
Well, hey, I got to move, guys, but I really appreciate you taking my call and talking to me.
Well, thank you for calling in. You're a good man.
All right, take care.
See you, Mike.
That's Mike from Pro Wrestling Illustrated
intro.
404 error code, who are you?
This here's Bill. How you guys doing tonight?
Not too bad,
good, Bill.
Now, if you were calling,
doing?
If you were calling in for he's already off the show.
Oh, I've been listening. I just want to call in and say hello.
Oh, okay, cool.
Excellent.
Yeah. What are you guys talking about now?
No, let's talk about wrestling. Do you have a question or comment about our current wrestling you'd like to talk about?
Well, there's lots of current wrestlers that I like. Who are you guys talking about tonight?
We were talking about the situation on Monday Night Raw where Bryan Danielson had to end his match early. They actually called it, made him stop because he injured his arm in some fashion. I guess it's some sort of nerve damage. And, yeah, he was supposed to beat Randy Orton in the ring. Could you imagine, Jack? You're getting a clean win over Randy Orton.
Well, you guys mind if I just listen on in and chime in if I hear something? Or is this more of a caller's only kind of line?
Yeah, just a caller only. We're sorry, but it just interferes with the audio. But
all right. Well, I'll let you guys do your thing.
No problem.
I'll say hello, and I appreciate your show.
Thanks, man. Call in anytime.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good
See
deal. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take her easy.
That was Bill.
Hell yeah. All righty, Jack.
Yeah. I do want to say this. For the chat room, we're supposed to have a fun time here, and we're very lenient. And there aren't too many females that come to the chat room. Anyone should have the right to go into the chat room and enjoy themselves. So if you go into the chat room and you start private messaging people and really annoying them, you're going to get booted. So just be a cool guy. I mean, you don't have to be like a creep. You don't have to be this weird, creepy guy who sees a woman in the chat room and you just, like, start violently masturbating. Just be cool.
Well, there's another piece of evidence that we have our ear to the ground of the mentally ill.
Yeah, so for Dirty Sanchez in the chat room, I mean, just be a cool guy. You don't have to be a freak.
I wouldn't expect this behavior from Dirty Sanchez. I would think him to be an outstanding citizen on the board.
And I'm sorry, but the same goes for Jimmy Jam. Jimmy Jam, don't go in the chat room and start messaging people about poop and urine. I mean, it's weird. It's weird stuff.
Oh, but it's totally awesome. Would you put a diaper on me?
That's what he's into.
Man. Alrighty. Well, anyhow. I don't know what to talk about now. I mean, there's only so much you can say about Stephanie's ass being flat. Let's see. Monday night.
Then Punk, they had a good face turn. Brock then comes in and kicks his ass at the end. And now you got it. You got CM Punk versus Paul Heyman's guys. And I'm really excited about that.
So you think Paul Heyman's behind it all the way? Because, you know, they've had this thing where Brock does things on his own. So do you think Paul Heyman's going to try to play it from both ends? Like, he's like, I didn't tell him to do that? Or do you think it was totally Paul Heyman sent him out there to do it?
I think Paul Heyman totally sent him out there.
I think that's what I would rather see, honestly. I don't think I want to see Paul Heyman trying to talk his way out of it. I would like to just see, like, a real hot feud going here. I don't want to see, like, anything like, oh, I didn't tell him to do that. I was just, you know, I just want to see it. I want to get it on, you know?
Yeah.
It could be good stuff.
I thought it was done really well.
Mm-hmm. Brock Lesnar.
It's too bad Brock has lost so many matches.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't help.
Because, yeah, it would really help if, like, it would really be a huge win for Punk if he would be the first guy to beat Brock.
Mm-hmm. But I guess we'll see what happens there. So
mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to it. Paul Heyman going back and forth with CM Punk, Brock Lesnar as the muscle. Could be good stuff.
Mm-hmm. It'll be good times.
Definitely. I'm kind of excited for WWE, what's going on, and you know, what they got cooking over there.
Mm-hmm.
So
I like it. There's a lot of good stuff going on. And Juju B, you do not feel like a tattletale. You have you're a Hall of Famer. You're in here trying to enjoy the show. There's no reason that guys have to be creeps and send you creepy messages. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't have to be told this. I mean, you should just be. I mean, I know we're all having fun here and being silly, but I mean, having some common sense.
Yeah, she's gonna put a diaper on me later on.
Really?
Yeah.
You're into that, aren't you?
I think I'm with Jimmy Jam. It's like diaper me.
Yeah. I'm going to have to start being an intro from the show.
It'll be me, Dirty Sanchez, and Jimmy Jam. We'll just be going crazy, going all pervy on everybody.
Mm-hmm. You guys are weird.
But, you know, I do have my ear to the ground of the mentally ill because I'm probably a member of one.
Well, let's go to a break and come back and take calls. How about that?
That sounds good to me, Jackie Jones. It's good doing the show. We can go use the restroom, recharge the tanks, and we'll be back to take your calls. Everybody, 508-644-8503, call in. We're anxious to hear your call. Oh, yeah. All right, we'll be back.
Hey, gang, it's the Total Package Lex Luger, and you're listening to InYourHeadOnline.com. Don't miss it.
All right, we're back once again here, Incher, on In Your Head. Or as I like to say, In Your Fucking Head. Think about that.
IYHWrestling.com, InYourHeadOnline.com. It both takes you to the same site.
Yeah, and that fucking GoDaddy bitch. The other day I went on the site and it's like, the site's parked and ain't known, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, if this is your site, renew it, and if not, you can fucking buy it. They're trying to auction off the sites. All because I had my credit card in there without the new expiration date, because I got a new one because it expired in 2013, then I got a new one. So they email me and say, you know what? Update this. Not say, all right, up for auction, go buy it.
It's all set. It's terrible. All taken care of. Man, how can you do that to us, GoDaddy? A little respect, why don't you?
Remember these? Who was that whore that used to advertise GoDaddy? That used to be in WWE.
Oh, that. I don't know. I kind of feel bad now that you gave her that introduction. I don't really want to say her name, but that was Candice Michelle.
I mean, she looked like a total slut.
She was a good girl. That's what I'll say.
I don't think so.
She was good in my book. Good girl.
Then we tell people don't be a creep in the chat room. Then they call in and like,
I'm sorry.
Screw all. She was nice to me when I was on that fucking show.
Exactly.
What the hell was it?
After Buzz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bunch of whores. They got me. That's not. We got blackballed. I got blackballed from After Buzz TV.
This is kind of a reoccurring theme, isn't it?
I don't know. I would just like to know that Kevin Underfag, whatever the hell his name is, at least like tell me what I did. Kevin Undergaard.
Could you bring him on and just ask him? We'll just say,
he don't reply to me. He don't reply to my messages.
He never replies to him anymore?
No, nothing.
What did I do that was just so wrong?
He used to call me up. He's like, you gotta think of the internet icon, Jackie Jones, as its brand. You gotta get the brand out there. Bro. You gotta think of yourself as a brand. You gotta call all these shows. Give me all this blowing smoke up my ass. Like, internet icon, it's a brand.
You gotta think of it this way. I believe that if it's the same dude, I believe he's actually married to Maria. So he probably blows the same smoke up her ass as well. So you were receiving the Maria Menounos.
Man.
Smoke blown up your ass.
Yeah.
Same thing.
In case no one knows the story, Marie, I'll just tell real quick. Do you mind, Intrigue? Do you mind hearing it again?
I don't mind. Go ahead.
All right. Well, he used to call me up, and he'd be saying, you know, think of yourself as a brand, all this stuff. And he wanted me and Maria Menounos to do this. Is before I knew she was. I think she made an appearance on Raw. I don't know. And
quite the upgrade to the insurance. It's like, do a show with this hot chick here.
Yeah, but I'd much rather do a show with you than her. You ever heard her laugh? I can't stand
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she's kind of mindless.
So she's hot. Big deal. Not like I'm going to be banging her.
No, yeah, yeah.
That was part of the deal. So
if I was banging her, I'd totally just dump you. Like, oh yeah, Maria Menounos.
Well, fuck you. I'm getting friggin', I don't know, some whore on the show. I'm getting Candace on.
Hey, I couldn't blame you.
So they're like, he was like, he wanted to meet in, forget where, someplace
yeah,
in up near Boston, Cambridge. Because that's where all the colleges are.
Mm-hmm.
And to well, see if we had on-air chemistry and all this bullshit. And, so it's like, yeah, I don't know, it's going to be this thing. And then it changed, and she wanted to do something else. And then it became After Buzz. It was the TLC. I was still supposed to meet him, because I was going to meet her after we did the TLC interview. And I was supposed to be on every show of that After Buzz. And then he wanted me to call in all the other shows. Like, it was like the after shows of all these different television shows. Because his big thing was to be the internet icon. Which I will say, the one thing I got out of that was to think myself as this brand. Whatever the hell that means. But anyway, so he wanted me to call in all these shows and get my name everywhere.
Kellogg's.
Friggin' the spam every show, I guess. And then so I went on there and I guess I thought it went all right. You know, they called me the wrong name and I corrected them. So then we did the interview.
No, motherfuckers. It's Jackie Jones.
They were like, the icon. They just called me something stupid. And I was like, no, it's internet icon. Anyway. And so, that's TLC on the show, which is Tori Wilson, Lillian Garcia.
Motherfuckers, get it right. It's the internet icon.
That's what I said. And so you can find it's on YouTube.
Wonder what I did.
I'm fine. Go find you. Go watch.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. And so it was like, it's Tori Wilson, Lillian Garcia, Candace Michelle. And we did this interview. We taped it, me and Incher. And it was, you know, whatever. It was like this half-hour thing. It was fine. And then, so the guy's like, I can't wait to listen to it. I love your interviews. You're the man. Blah, 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 blah. Got a call in this Thursday after some, it was like, I think he wanted me to start calling in the after show for American Idol and all this. So anyway, so we taped the interview Tuesday. We played it on Wednesday. I sent it to him. Bam! The meeting in Cambridge was canceled. He didn't want me calling in the show anymore. He didn't want me calling in the other shows. And then he stopped replying to me. So I don't know what happened on that show, but something happened on that interview with Tori Wilson, Lillian Garcia, either during the interview or maybe something we said afterwards, but that was it. That was the end.
Hmm. Well, it could have been, who knows what it would have been. I mean, you know, it could have been some of the banter afterwards, but if you listened to the show, you would have known that we, you know, I mean,
that's insane.
It only happens on every show.
Right.
We're bound to talk about assholes at some point.
Mm-hmm. Man. Oh, well, screw those guys.
Yeah. Oh, well. What can you do?
Mm-hmm. All right, we got a call on the line here. We got Norrin Rad on the line.
Hey, what's happening?
Not too much.
Just doing the show. Getting...
Awesome.
I don't know what I was going to say. Go ahead.
I'm going to the big Ring of Honor weekend.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Matt Hardy has been on a roll lately with his videos.
Yeah, it's kind of neat that Matt Hardy's in the promotion. It's good to see him on, like, another televised program. So I haven't checked them out a whole lot recently, but that does intrigue me a little bit. I always liked it when big guys went to ROH.
Yeah, I always stood by him. A lot of people on our board just, like, totally despise him, man. And I really thought... I used to say back in the day, like when he was going to go to the Extreme Rising, and I always thought he'd work in Ring of Honor too, and now he's there, that he's just a perfect heel for one of those companies. Because he could go there and, like, everyone either really likes Matt Hardy or they hate him. No one thinks, yeah, it's Matt Hardy. They either, like, really love him or they just hate the guy, especially from his YouTube videos. So that's a perfect guy for the company. And his some of his YouTube videos are sweet. Like when he did the promo where he was flipping through the written messages.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've seen that.
Yeah, now he's got a new one now where he says he's just like the Briscoe brothers. Like, he grew up farming, raising chickens, growing tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
But then he grew the hell up and made something of himself.
So fuck you, farmers. Thanks for providing our nation with food.
Yeah, and then he's just laying in bed with hundreds of dollars and Revy Sky laying naked on him. It looks like she's getting
I growed the fuck up, assholes. He's like, look at all this money here. And my hot bitch girlfriend. Take that.
Yep.
Go plow them fields, you asshole.
Yes, that's going to be sweet.
Oh, well. Have you ever been to a live Ring of Honor show before? I've been to several of them, and they are some of the best live shows to be at.
Yeah, I go to. They have the TV tapings in Baltimore like every 4 months, so I go to those. And then, like, afterwards, I go to the Denny's. And I get pancakes at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good time.
Pancakes are always good.
I've never been to Denny's.
I don't think I've ever been to one either.
It's just IHOP.
Is it basically just IHOP? I've been to one of those.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hmm. Are they owned by the same people, or is it just... They're just very similar.
It's just very similar.
Oh, okay. Okay. Huh.
Yeah. It's in between. It's not exactly an IHOP, but it's not as low as a Waffle House.
I'd probably take Waffle House over IHOP. I think their waffles taste better.
They don't take credit cards, so Waffle House is off the list.
I think Waffle House is better than IHOP too. I've only been to a Waffle House once. I've been to IHOP all the time because it's huge up here, so maybe that's why. But I went to the Waffle House. Intro, when he was too good for us, we were like, "Come on, go to the Waffle House." He'd, "No, I'm gonna go sleep. I'm gonna go sleep." And he would storm it up to his room and went to sleep. But the rest of us went to the Waffle House that night.
Well, you don't call the boss and tell him what to do. The boss tells you what to do.
I think you were spanking it.
I probably was. What the hell?
When I lived in
You caught me mid spank. Goddamn Waffle House. Got my business in my hands.
I remember you there was several incidences that you were not fond of, like when I was trying to show you some necrophilia on my laptop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wasn't down with that. But it's not like you were just like, well, I'll stop playing this. It doesn't really seem like he's into it. You just sat there and kept watching it and laughing. And it was like, will this ever end?
It was funny, though. It's good stuff.
It was funny watching you just in pain and not wanting to be there at this point.
I'm sorry. Go on, Norton Red.
All right.
Hey, let's watch the necrophilia movie, then we'll go out to the Waffle House.
Yeah.
That's probably what a lot of people do, though. Nothing follows up necrophilia like the Waffle House.
I remember we were talking about
that. Dude, why'd you shoe so dirty? You're in the Waffle House. They're like, well, you know, necrophilia and all.
I remember we were talking about necrophilia in the in that sub place, and that's when you told Chris and I, it's like you were just disgusted. And you told me to ride back to the hotel with him.
I wasn't serious.
Yes, you were. You were pissed. It was fun, though. It's all in the past. That's funny now. I'm sorry. Go on, Norton.
I was just going to say that when I lived in Panama City Beach and they still had the Nitros at Club La Vila, all the WCW guys would go to the Waffle House on the beach. And if you'd ever go in there and talk to the waitresses, they just had a million stories about, like, Kevin Nash and Scott Hall, X-Pac, and those guys just, like, throwing up on people and getting in fights with customers.
See, that's another plus about the Waffle House. See? Waitresses have good stories.
I have an old IHOP menu that when a friend of mine, we used to work there, she was the waitress there, and she knew I was a big wrestling fan, and they came in after one of the shows, and she had him sign a menu and gave it to me. And it's signed by Quang the Ninja, Typhoon, and Atom Bomb.
Hell yeah.
I wonder how many waffles they ate. Yeah. Pancakes.
Technically, none of those people exist anymore.
I know, it's weird.
I saw a fight break out at the IHOP. Have you ever seen a witness a fight in the IHOP?
No.
Yeah.
I have at Waffle House.
Yeah, yeah. It happens there, too.
Mm-hmm.
There was that dirty place. It wasn't dirty, but it wasn't like a big company like the Waffle House. But anyways, I was getting out of the car and I was going in there to pick up my order because I worked a midnight shift close to where it was and we were all ordering some stuff from it. And this girl was like walking into the place and she goes, "They're going to have to feed me before they kick me out this time." That was the dialogue going into the establishment. So it kind of gives you an idea of, well, you know, what happens there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Good times. Well, mm-hmm. Norn, I hope you enjoy your Ring of Honor. Afterwards, you should call in and let us know how it went.
Hell yeah. And everybody come to the ROH chat room tomorrow night.
There you go. Ring of Honor chat room during the... you guys get together right before Impact, an hour before Impact, and you guys watch Ring of Honor. I gotta make it to one of these.
Mm-hmm.
Good times.
Yep.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Later.
All right, we got 610 area code. Who are you?
Hey, how's it going? Shane,
how are you doing?
Yeah, new number.
All right.
Doing well, man. How about yourself?
Not too shabby.
How about you, Andrew? You doing good?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good.
Very good, man.
I'm
excited for WWE, man. They're finally doing some right booking, man.
Yeah, I wonder what happened. If there's like a change up in like who's over the creative or what? I mean, it seems like some good stuff. It could all fall flat, you know, within the next week or so. But for now, I'm gonna be happy.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited for Rob Van Dam coming back and Money in the Bank. I'm going to that show since it's in Philly, so. You know, the Philly crowd, they're gonna love him, so it should be good.
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys aren't excited about it, but,
I wonder why he made the jump from TNA to ROH. I mean,
gee, I don't know. WWE. I mean, I don't know. Like, someone said, do you want to work for WWE or TNA?
Mm-hmm.
What would you choose? I mean, come on.
I mean, TNA does have a lesser schedule. But the money's not.
Well, he's got a limited schedule in WWE, they said. That's what Meltzer said.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah.
So he's going to be making more money.
I don't know why they give... Yeah.
More money and the limited schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I can't blame him there. Yeah.
Christian came back. I'm not a big fan of Christian, but, at least it's somebody new on the roster.
Yep. It's like there's Christian with those pipe cleaner arms. He's coming out to kick some ass.
I'm glad Punk's back, and I really like the Shield guys, and I really like Daniel Bryan, and I'm really into the Wyatt Clan coming. There's a lot of stuff I'm digging, and I think we're going to actually see Cesaro. Yeah, Cesaro's going to be with Dutch Mantel, so that'll be good.
That's pretty amusing. And now he's all about America. It's kind of like one of those moments out of the 80s. It's just like... this foreigner joins up with him. I thought that was pretty funny.
I like
it. Yeah. I think they were desperate, but it's a good move for Cesaro. At least he has something to do,
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like everything that they were doing with the booking that was wrong, they corrected everything that pretty much they were fucking up on.
It doesn't take much than being, a step up from being the guy who yodels.
It's like, this is definitely going in the good direction.
I think putting him with Zeb, though, I mean, he's going to get a big push because they're really high on the Zeb character. And, Jack Swagger really just fucked himself doing the smoking the doobies and being untalented.
he's not very good anyway.
No, he sucks. He's big, and he's like has a legit background, so they just push him. But he's never over.
Mm-hmm.
Never over at all.
I did like his I Quit match he had with Alberto Del Rio, but it ended it, kind of crazy.
Man.
Yeah, I've never been a big fan of him.
I can't really think of much of anything else that I liked with Jack Swagger, so.
I liked, nothing.
Some of his promos are amazing.
I like it when he debuted because it was just so stupid when he's on ECW and they were like the All-American. I was just like, that's the dumbest name I've ever heard. So I loved it.
That's what I hated about ECW. I'm talking about the WWE version of
right,
ECW.
Right.
They had people that, you know, ECW would have never dealt with. You would have never seen Jack Swagger in ECW. That would have never happened. Or Big Show was the heavyweight champ. That would have never happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah. They just made a mockery of it. It was bad all around.
Pretty much.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was just a big rib. You know, honestly,
the McMahons can't run something and let Paul Heyman have total reign of it. You know, they got to get their hands in everything and muck it up.
They had the vampire guy come out like, "What the fuck, man? Come on!" Terrible, man.
I like the Sandman. I like to see that zombie.
I miss that guy.
He's on the show.
Yeah, I know. Tim Arson. Mm-hmm. Needs a spot.
Right,
somebody
man.
Hire him.
Since you guys didn't have the show last week, I forgot to talk about it. 2 weekends ago, I went to the Legends of the Ring.
Oh, nice.
Convention. Yeah, I was hanging out with Jimmy Snuka. I mentioned him. I listened to the show. He likes your show, so I figured
awesome.
I'd tell you guys that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he's a good man. You know, he actually spoke to me. I was, I was kind of just like, I respect him. You know, I know when they come out for a smoke break and stuff, I leave them alone. I don't try to speak to them.
Yeah.
Because, a lot of the fans, they just annoy the hell out of them. And, I'm not like that. I don't come with my pants every time I see a wrestler. I don't really care. I go over there for the merchandise for the most part. But, he was nice enough to come and speak to me. And, he was talking about Eddie Gilbert for a while. I had a smoke break with him for like 20 minutes. He's a good man.
The
autograph and everything.
One of the shows we were at, he came when we were outside with Troy smoking, and he was like, "Bruh, the Superfly sleep alone tonight."
Well, this lady was flirting with him, and it was pretty obvious Jimmy Snuka didn't want anything to do with her. He was like, "Superfly sleep alone tonight." I normally leave him alone unless I get stuck on an elevator with Christy Hemme. Then I start sniffing. I start going.
Yeah, at the same convention center, there was some independent wrestler. You guys might know him. I don't know. I guess his nickname is like the ladies' man. And he got some generic-ass T-shirts that look like the Randy Savage T-shirt with the sunglasses that everybody wears.
Mm-hmm.
And he got, like, an Ultimate Warrior shirt. So I wasn't really paying attention. I just, I seen his stand, and he was selling the shirts for $5. I thought they were, Randy Savage and Ultimate Warrior shirts. So I bought two of them. I go in the car, and I see it's this guy's shirt. I was like, oh, fuck, man. I'm wearing some guy's shirt that I don't even know who the fuck this guy is.
That's one of those shirts, if you got like a dirty job or something you got to do, you just put that shirt on and just wear it.
Take the trash out.
It's like, I got to change the sewer line or something. Put that shirt on. Get shit all over it.
I was excited. I thought I got an Ultimate Warrior shirt for $5. I looked at it and I seen, oh, fuck it, this guy's name on it. With Ultimate Warrior's face on it.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I'm pretty sure the Ultimate Warrior would sue him vigorously if he knew about this.
Yeah, he loves going.
Was it one warrior?
I'll make that guy pay.
it actually said the OW went on there, and then on the back it says like the Ultimate Ladies Man or some shit. I was like, oh fuck, man, this corny ass shirt. I'm never gonna be able to wear it. I thought I got like like an Ultimate Warrior shirt, and this guy.
Man, that sucks. That's pretty slick, though.
It is slick. Cause you know the shirt that everybody wears with the sunglasses with the shades, the uh-huh. Randy Savage shirts, you know, the purple one?
Yeah, yeah.
He has the same one with the same shades, and on it, it says, like, on the back, it says ladies, man. And, you know, of course, I'm not going to check the back of it. You know,
yeah.
You know, he made his own shirt and shit.
I had my Johnny Fabulous shirt on when I went to work one day. And my client, the guy that I watch, he looked at it and he's like, he pointed to it and he's like, that. He told the other staff member, he's like, that's John Cena's dad. And the guy looked over at it and then he looked back at him. He's like, I don't give a shit who that is. It was like
the corner.
It was just one of those moments where I'm like, yeah, I'm the coolest guy who ever lived.
Do you ever wear in your head shirt to work?
Every now and then, yeah, I wear them. And,
yeah,
I got one on now. I got the one that Troy drew of the Four Horsemen.
See? Troy wore that yesterday when we went out, actually.
Yeah, I've got one. I got that on at this very moment.
Man, what will it take for you to take it off?
I don't know. Maybe $1,000. Is that too high,
about,
too
like,
low?
Yeah, how about like a Bacon Jr. from Wendy's?
I can't eat bacon right now.
Oh, you're a pussy.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm sorry. All right, Shane, well, thank you for calling in. You're a good man.
Yeah, next week when I call into House of Hardcores this weekend, so I'm going there. It's in Philly,
right.
So I'll let you guys know how it is and everything.
Nice. It looks like George Animal Steel will be on next week.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, that's good. Awesome.
Yes.
Good to hear from him. Take her easy, Shaheen.
All right. Have a good one.
See ya.
Bye.
And then after that, we'll probably have Bob Holly coming on, talk about his book. So it'll be a good time.
Yeah, man. We're rocking and rolling here on In Your Head.
Oh, yeah. Talk about good times. We got John the Song Man on here.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
All right,
what
John. I saw you posting your pictures on my Facebook. You're saying I want to be Trish's dad or Trish's baby's father. I did see that, and it just made me laugh.
I ain't been inch, and I cannot wait to head to the lake to get that cake for my girl Kate, because we're going on a date while we're at the gate, and I told her she'd get raped while we masturbate.
Jeez, that took like a dirty turn.
She was my girl, Kate, and I was taking her to the lake, but then I'm going to tell her she's going to get raped. My goodness, I'm a dastardly fellow in that song. I'm not anybody I'd want to know, that's for sure.
Well, the thing about Mark Henry, I absolutely knew that was coming, that body slam, because I knew...
Oh, come on, John. There's no way you saw that. He had me hook, line, and sinker. He had Jack hook, line, and sinker. And you had to been hook, line, and sinker. Don't come on here lying, saying that you knew it was going to come. I was legitimately shocked when he picked him up and slammed him. I thought the man was giving a heartfelt speech. He was retiring. Come on,
if it
John.
If it was some indie woman, he would be like, oh, my God, it's my number one favorite wrestler and my hero of all times.
I sniff a song coming about you raping a girl. Take her away, right. Song man.
The thing I gotta say, though, I don't know if I said it earlier when you hung up, but I think it's...
We know I can hear you, asshole.
It's like if a tree falls in the woods, does it make a sound?
We're not friggin' mind readers. We can't just say, oh, you know what, John is saying this. No,
he's like,
God,
why doesn't the intro
it?
Contact me telepathically? I get my soup bowl on my head and communicate with him like fucking
you know rape
Professor
is wrong,
X.
Right, John? John, you
I
know
did.
Rape is wrong, right?
Yeah.
We just want to establish that.
I'm just saying, I'm surprised this was a great war that I've seen in a long, long time.
Yes, it was, see?
Like you had Brock come back. You had, I believe, Jack Swagger got turned over, and I think he may turn heat face. And you had, what was the other one? And there was some others I missed. But that was a really great war. text to me to say, yes, I knew that this was coming, even though Ishio didn't see it coming with the slam.
Now, did you really, like, think that the McGaw wasn't retiring? Did you think, like, I mean, because that was good, some good acting.
One that's on, no matter if you knew it or not, it was good, you gotta say.
I was just like, Mark Henry cannot be this good of an actor. So, this has to be legitimate. And he fooled me.
You know, all I didn't like during the promo is he never mentioned the European title. I won the ECW, the world title, never mentioned the European title, which was his first title he won when he was in WWE.
God damn it, I'm the hardcore champion. I won that match for... I won it for 6 seconds, and then Pete Gass beat me for it.
Man, Pete Gass. We were going to have him on the show once.
Hell yeah.
It'd be awesome. Who is your favorite
Jack, member? My name's Jack, and I cannot wait till June, because I'm riding that balloon to send me to the moon while I get that spoon, while I see the Legion of Doom.
That was amazing.
John, you know you can't. You know you can't ride balloons to the moon, don't you? My space balloon.
They're doing a thing where you can pay to take a one-way trip to Mars.
And if you pay that, you're the biggest asshole who ever existed. And you're dead.
Well, it takes like years to get there, I guess, and then you're there, and then you never can come back.
I'll say this, I'd probably rather be blasted to Mars than go to, like, Saudi Arabia or something.
Saudi Arabia.
It just doesn't seem very comfortable over there to me. I think I'd much rather be on a rocket ship going to Mars.
There was one thing I forgot to say. Like, this really went to my head, by the way, when AJ won that belt for a moment. Is this going to be like another Stephanie McMahon moment? And then the next night on Raw, she showed up for AJ's promo, because I was saying to myself, is she just going to be holding on to that belt for months and months like Stephanie did when she never defended it because she was not a wrestler? Like, is this going to go that same way with the Diva title going to get buried?
Well...
I agree.
You had, like, one of the greatest moments on Monday Night Raw was whenever Alberto Del Rio, well, actually it was during the pay-per-view, he kicked the Divas title out of his way. And that was probably, it was the best thing I've ever seen. He kicked it. He was just like, discard it, just totally. Have you ever seen the World Heavyweight Championship just kicked across the room like Jack Swagger did to the Divas title? No siree. But it was awesome.
Doesn't anyone even deserve it for it to be a belt, by the way? Because ever since the Divas title came
what
into play, maybe one time.
Jimmy, Jesus Christ.
He's open.
He's calling it. He starts, like, bopping bubble wrap right in the microphone.
I love it when people start rummaging through drawers when they call it. They're like, well, I gotta open up this sugar packet here. The best place to do it is right beside the mic.
Jimmy Jam, stop making noise. All right, John.
I'm just saying, like, does anyone even need the Divas title, like I was saying? Because whatever you do, do not wear it. Like, no one is allowed to wear it, except maybe Eve just wore it once. Don't wear it around your waist.
It might just fall off. I mean, AJ's a pretty slim girl. I mean, if she put it around her waist, she'd probably trip over it, because it'd probably just fall down to her ground.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that belt, there's no notch on it that would, buckle, you know. But that's unlike my belt, because there's many notches on it.
What kind of girl, John, gets you all flustered? What's your type?
What was that again? I missed it.
What kind of girl gets you all flustered? What kind of girl gets you, that makes your wee-wee hard?
I would say my girl, Rain.
All right.
Who you know as Peyton Banks was in TNA before.
I know who she is.
Yeah. And you know what? Since Incho has been smart tonight, I think he deserves a new song.
All right. Me smart.
I've got some news for you. Come to my Incho school. Just go in my pool. Then play a game of pool. Just hold that tool. Then pour that bottle of glue. That's how you turn cool. More cool than the color blue.
Hell yeah. Take that, color blue. Thank you, John, the song, man. You put Jack on his deathbed.
I heard coughing. I'm like, why wasn't that for me?
Oh, my God. I think I'm going to die. I'm going to give out locks of my hair. Who wants a lock of hair? I cut all the hair off, John. I'm going to start giving out the show.
We know. We saw your old hair back in the 70s.
The 70s?
That you post on your wall.
This isn't
in the 70s when I was two.
This isn't like exactly when back in the 80s when Michael Jackson's fans would shit themselves just to see. It's like Jack's like, I'm going to give out locks of my hair. And then the whole room just went quiet.
Yeah, but
name's Jack. My name's Jack, and I'm off to the fair to comb my hair to impress that bear.
Oh, now you're impressing bears, Jack.
I was told
I want to have furry hair like that bear.
I was told that I would do well in the bear community.
Oh,
and then
man.
I'll be him my pair. It's just so he's aware whenever I go back on the air.
There you go. Well, we want to thank you for calling in, John. You're a good man. We'll talk to you soon.
Take her easy.
Take care.
Thank you.
Stay out of trouble.
All right, we got old Jim Udo Jam. Oh, hit about a hide. Oh, hit about a hide. Yeah. Old Jim Udo Jam.
Hey guys, how's it going tonight?
That's going pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Rocking and rolling, we're strutting and strolling.
That's how we
we're
do
hipping
it.
Hipping and high, we're hipping a bibbing a dibbing a do. And a hibbing a hibbing a high.
I really did enjoy the pay per view on Sunday.
I did too. I thought it was good times. Good times indeed, Jimmy Jam. I was like, this is freaking good. This here is the wrestling that I want to see. We got the wrestling. We got the wrestlers. We got the good. We got the bad. We got the ha 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 ha. And they're hibbity hoobity hoo. And they're doing moves. And they're punching. And they're battling. And they're winning. And they're losing. I was like, hell yeah, boy. That is the wrestling I want to see there on the pay-per-view, on the talking box, on the television.
You better believe.
I really enjoyed the Sheamus Sami Down match on the kickoff show.
So, where do you view the kickoff show, Jimmy Jam? Do you got to log in on the internet to see that? Or where do you see it? Is it actually on your, like, before the pay-per-view? Like, would make sense?
Yes.
It's in my house.
It streams live on YouTube.
Yeah. I mean, who wants to get on YouTube and then turn around and get on the pay-per-view? You paid for the pay-per-view. Can't you at least get the free show? Doesn't make sense to me, if you ask me.
Well, a lot posted the whole thing as one, the pre-show and then as a pay-per-view on the same thing on the YouTube.
There you go. You can get the pay-per-view on the YouTube?
If someone posted it, yeah.
No, that's what they call thievery, Incher.
Thievery is bad. Bad, bad, bad.
I agree. So, Jimmy Jam, you like the pay-per-view, I like it too. What's your favorite match?
My favorite match was...
Mm-hmm.
Super Fret match.
Right. That was your favorite one, the one from Miz?
That was one of them, and my other favorite was finally AJ Lee became Divas champion.
Oh, man. That was your favorite match on that whole pay-per-view.
Hey. Yeah.
That was Interest's favorite, too.
Yeah, I loved it. I felt bad for Caitlyn. Did you feel bad for Caitlyn when she was just boo-hooing in the ring?
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt bad.
I cried.
Did you? See, we act all big and tough, but we still find time to cry here when in your head.
All right, man. We're going to take another call here. Jimmy Jam, you're a good man. We always love talking to you. Got to keep the hibbity highs and the hibbity boos and the hibbity bippity byes. All right?
All right.
All right. We got Tazo the Freaky Geeky. Greeky Freaky. I don't know. He's a Greek. He's from Greece.
You know, you call yourself the internet icon, but you can't even make a proper introduction. So I don't really know.
Well, we got the man whose cock just has a stench that you could smell for miles. He's got a diseased, rotten penis incher. We've got the gangrene of the ding dong. We've got Taza the Greek.
Thank you.
He's like he's got like a leper colony in his pants.
Yeah. He's producing dick cheese 24 hours a day.
Dick cheese.
The dick cheeser himself, Tazo the Greek. How about that?
I had this impression that it was like a one question thing, but since it doesn't seem like that, I'm going to ask like 5,000.
You busting our balls, boy.
You better suck our balls.
I didn't know that was in you, Jack.
Are you busting our nuts? It's really weird. How different a phrase can be, even though you're saying the same. Balls, nuts are the same thing. But if you walk up to a guy, Tazo, you're from what, New York?
Yeah, I'm from Brooklyn.
And you'd be like, hey, you know, Jimmy Pants, hey, you know, bag of donuts. And you're like,
yeah, Joey Tits, yo, Joey Tits, what's up?
And you're like,
how you doing?
And you'd be like, hey, I'm just busting your balls. And you'd be like,
yeah, I'm busting your balls.
But then if you walked up to that guy and you're like, hey, you know, I'm just busting your nut, it'd be like a totally different meaning.
Not really, but I guess busting my balls, you know, it's like a little more serious than busting my nuts. Oh, yeah, busting my nuts, I get it now. That's hilarious.
So weird, man.
What the hell are you talking about,
I'm saying that balls, testicles,
bro.
Nuts, scrotum, I'm saying it's all the same thing, but it makes a totally different meaning in the same phrase. Busting balls and busting nut, it's so totally different. But yet it's the same thing. It's the same word. It's the same physical area on your body. It's weird.
Fascinating.
All right, what's
on
your name?
Gordian knot? Am I supposed
exactly.
to figure this out somehow?
See, yeah. if it's not Japanese wrestling,
right.
It's not a Jap chick, it's Taza doesn't care.
Direction.
All right, Taza, what's on your mind? Sorry I'm busting your mind.
Last week, I had five questions for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I had five questions.
All right, what's your name?
There's a few, you know, like sub-questions to these questions.
Right. Jesus Christ.
I let me hit you with them. It's five questions, all right? With
SATs
top of
or something.
Five questions.
All of the
three.
Above.
Question number one. Question one. Stephanie McMahon, will she ever get fired?
No.
No. She's there for good.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I know. Forget it. She's married. I mean, if Stephanie McMahon wasn't Stephanie McMahon, but she was, let's say, Stephanie DiBiase or Stephanie whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
She was not his daughter. Would she have been fired?
She would never have been hired.
Yeah, you're going to be the girl
unless
that farts.
She gave a hell of a blow job.
You come out and you fart. That's your gimmick.
She would have never been hired. Would Stephanie McMahon, if she was not Stephanie McMahon, ever been hired based off her talent? No.
I see you
as Great Khali's whore.
He should have a harem. A harem of women. That'd be good stuff. The Great Khali's harem. Can you get behind that, Tazo?
No, not at all. I don't even know what you're talking about.
You don't know what I'm
Great
talking
Khali's
about?
Great Khali's the biggest waste of fucking time on Raw, dude. And SmackDown and everything. TV.
Yeah, but I'm trying to give him something. Make him more. Make him useful.
Yeah, but I'm talking about Seth Rollins, man. Why are you talking about Khali? Unless, like, you know. You
want to
put them in an angle or something.
Well, I was saying that you know, Vince McMahon would make Stephanie McMahon Great Khali's whore, probably. He'd give her, like, some of the worst gimmicks he could think of, or, like Jack said, if she never would have been hired.
Hmm. What do you think? Now, you watch all the dames wrestling, Tazza. You're down there at, like, the Y with John the Songman, and you're, like, there's, like, a couple people there with, like, they're like, you know, got like trench coats on, and when would you see Stephanie making it in like the in Blow or WSU or women's or women of of wrestling, whatever the hell you're watching.
That is not as a wrestler, but I'm just asking. Do you think, like, let's take a general manager, or let's take a booker like Vince Russo or. Whoever you want to name,
mm-hmm.
who had a job to do,
right.
and they did the job that Stephanie McMahon did for Vince McMahon, would had they had been fired. Yeah, they probably would have been fired by them.
There you go.
Anyway, question two.
Mm-hmm. But it wouldn't have been incest, because it wouldn't have been his daughter.
Obviously, she would have been fired, yes. I can answer my own questions. I mean, it seems I have to answer.
All right, what's the next question? What's the next question?
Question two, Vicky Guerrero, will she ever be a good guy? Will she ever actually be, like...
Not unless she gets a sex change.
You know, I was watching Monday Night Raw, and I was really enjoying the back and forth between Alberto Del Rio and CM Punk. And then Vicky Guerrero comes out with that, excuse me, and it's like, God, why has this got to be on my television? Why can't I just enjoy what was going on here? Why does she always have to keep running out and doing this? Now, when something's good on television, don't have Vicky Guerrero come out, because that's just the killer. Doesn't work.
Really?
I mean, if you're having this good promo between two guys out there, just leave it with that. Don't have Vicky Guerrero coming out going, excuse me. I don't enjoy it.
That's not Vicky's fault.
Say what
it's
now? It's not her fault?
It's not her fault, why? That she's not good?
Yeah, she's been put in that position. No, you're telling me she didn't... I know she's not good. Let's be honest. Of course, she's not really very good, but... there's some worse people in her position, like Teddy Long would be a good example.
God. Well, I really wish it would just kill all the general managers. It should be like...
All right, fine.
Kill
guy.
Them all.
It should be like the end of Godfather 2. Is it God when they just he kills all the other leaders. He kills all the other bosses. It's just one. They should just have, Paul Heyman just like assassinates all the general managers and all the authority figures, and it's just him.
Yes,
that'd be good.
Fascinating.
Wouldn't that be good?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Fascinating. It's not as fascinating as asking if Stephanie McMahon will be fired, which is the daughter of the fucking boss. The owner of the company. No, she won't be fired, Tazo. She owns the company.
Right. Correct. That's true. Right. Wrong. It seems like I have to answer my own questions. Question two was...
You could have this conversation with yourself then, couldn't you?
As a face. That's my question.
This
and are you telling me how bad she is?
So this call is just like Kurt Angle's mat work. It's just totally masturbatory.
I am. I'm totally jerking off right now. I'm in my boxers. My dick is out of the hole. And I have an aloe vera.
Yeah, we're really.
And a pump,
I
handle, baby.
I would think that with all this detail that that is exactly what you do.
Definitely. Okay. Question. Here comes some trivia. Ready? Uh-huh. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Two trivia questions. First one, Eddie Guerrero's choice of getting wasted. Alcohol, somas, or Percocets?
For who?
He said Eddie Guerrero.
I'm reading Stealing Life, Cheating Death, all right now. Eddie Guerrero's choice of drug.
It's a really
alcohol,
ironic
somas,
date for his book since he died.
Huh?
It's a really ironic date for his book because he's dead. It's like
I know he's dead. I'm reading his book.
I know that asshole. What I'm saying is, it's an ironic name. He called this book "Stealing Life, Cheating Death," and then he puts out and he dies.
Oh.
He's dead.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, it is pretty ironic. But that's not the question. Can't you just answer the goddamn questions that I presented to you?
Oh, he loved red M&Ms.
The choices are alcohol, somas, or Percocets.
Somas. I don't know. The man's dead. Why are you ripping the man apart? The man's buried and died.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's kind of disrespectful question here, Tasa. It's a little rough.
What the hell's wrong with you guys? You guys talking about anal sex, and you're telling me I'm being disrespectful?
It's a little rough. A little rough. You're talking about his drug of choice, and the man's dead.
Okay, questions. The answer is alcohol. That was his favorite. That was his choice of drug. It was beer. Trivia question number four. Which of these drugs was Eddie Guerrero's least favorite?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God,
drugs?
You're obsessed with this.
Percocets, Valiums, Somas, or Halcyons. Which one did he not like to take?
Viagra.
I can't get any fucking cooperation.
Who cares?
Read your book, bookworm.
Now I should be trending on Twitter, being on your show, and you're fucking throwing me under the bus because you can't answer fucking questions, man.
Okay. It's like, wow, someone wants to talk about.
The leader want to talk about drugs?
Eddie Guerrero used to take.
What's
that? Yeah. I don't know. Who gives a fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he didn't
this
like
a very hostile call we got here.
All right,
the answer is somas.
Okay,
he didn't like taking somas.
Right. Fascinating.
Yeah, I think it is.
Why?
Drugs kill you.
Last
question.
Okay.
You guys, man, you guys are the worst. You know that I'm on a
stick. Ask the fucking question, bitch.
All right, here you go. Compare and contrast the following rosters approximately 10 years apart in order to tell me whether or not the professional business
I gotta get out my notebook on this
one.
Am I, like, getting into
college?
Give me a paper so I can tally up this stuff. I can't figure it out.
Come on, brother.
Compare and contrast the 10 years of what?
All right, I want you to compare and contrast two rosters, two cards, two events of indie promotions 10 years apart and tell me what you think. Are you ready?
Holy shit. All right, let's hear this.
Is this too much? What do you got? What? Is this just too much for you?
Just spit it out. I know you used to swallow them, but let's just spit it out, Todd. Let's hear it.
Too much for you guys. Is this too much knowledge?
Get us out of the Greek with your stinking business. Tell us the goddamn question. Spit it out so we can answer. We can't answer in a mumbling, drumbling, friggin' drunk. Tell us the question.
Well, this isn't really a question. It's more of a discussion.
All right, let's hear it. Let's hear it. Spin it out.
This is question number five, which is the last question.
All right.
Okay.
Holy
Tri-State Wrestling Alliance Summer Sizzler 1990.
Mm-hmm.
And here's your card. All right? We're gonna compare this to an independent wrestling promotion card coming up this weekend.
Okay.
All right. All right. Are you ready?
We need a wrestling roundtable with Tazo and you on the panel, where you just go back and forth, and you're just yelling at him to say the question. You're like, spit the fucking question out. It would be the greatest thing ever.
Just sitting there like a fucking crackhead, just like mumbling.
Ah, you call me a crackhead again? Motherfucker, man.
What's on the show? The Super Sizzler of Summertime.
All right. TNA Summer Sizzler, 1990. Bob Orton Jr. versus... This is independent wrestling, 1990.
TNA
out of fucking Philadelphia, for Christ's sake. Bob Orton Jr. versus Don Morocco.
Okay. Superplex.
Sandman versus J.C. Smith.
The thing is superplex versus a dedicated pile driver.
Jerry Lawler versus Austin Idol.
What was the other one? Was Sandman and who?
Versus J.T. Smith.
Chase, old Blue Eyes himself, who went on to infamy in ECW as the black member of the FBI and a man who fell on his head, taking a powerbomb over the top rope. Actually, he got injured a lot. He sucked, but
he did.
I like.
All right, Jerry Lawler versus Austin Idol.
That is a classic feud from the 80s. Two of the Memphis legends, and I also think at this point in time that Sandman was actually carrying a surfboard in the ring, and he wore a wetsuit.
No, he was just being, he didn't, I don't think he had a cane, but he just came out. Yeah, he kind of wore.
You stupid asshole! I didn't say anything about it.
You're right, all right. It was sort of like that. Anyway, Manny Fernandez versus Nikita Koloff, chain match.
The Raging Bull, Manny Fernandez. The man's head would bleed as soon as he got in the ring. He'd headbutt the... He'd get his head stuffed in a turnbuckle, and his head would just start bleeding. And Nikita! Ah, the Russian nightmare, Nikita Koloff. A man who kept kayfabe so close to his heart, he would drive through the drive-thru and go and get gas, and he'd talk in broken English like a Russian during the height of the Cold War winter. When the stupid rednecks all around the world, especially down in the south where the rednecks really reside, they'd want to kill a guy for being Russian. They'd see him, this damn commie, but he loved the wrestling business so much! That he would pretend to be Russian 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He'd be banging his wife and be calling her by her name in broken English. And he had a cool thing. And he gave the Russian sickle. Ah! And poor old Ivan, he's an old man, and he's probably like 60 at this time. And he'd have to take all the bumps in the match. He'd be wrestling the Road Warriors, and this guy's 20. He's not taking a bump. Ivan Koloff! You take the bump, old man! You get thrown off the top of the cage! A battle royal in a cage. You get thrown right at the top, old man. You're taking the bumps now, buddy.
Hard times.
Alright, what's next?
Jack, if you do this after every wrestler I mentioned, it's going to take all night. Tully Blanchard versus Paul Orndorff.
Tully Blanchard, one of my favorite heels of all time, a natural asshole. You just see him and you think, this guy is no good. You can't stand him, but he wins. And that made him a bastard. You're like, oh, fuck this guy. And Paul Orndorff, one of the toughest guys in the business, he holds the record entry for the biggest gate of all time with Hulk Hogan for big feud before pay-per-view, so it's kind of enough. It's kind of forgotten. But Paul, Mr. Wonderful Orndorff, another man who loved the business so much that he was paralyzed and he lost all the atrophy in his arm, but he kept wrestling. He's not like today, Daniel Bryan's out there. Yeah, he can be paralyzed. Big friggin' deal. This thing was stopping this match. If that were Paul Orndorff, he'd say, hell no. I'm in the feud with Hulk Hogan. I'm making money, and I'm going to keep wrestling. For the wrestling business.
There you Paul. Go. Does that answer your question, Tazo?
No, because I didn't even read. I finished half the fucking card yet.
Thank you for the call, Tazo.
Going on and on.
It's good times. Thank you.
The last.
Good call, Tazo.
Is that the last match? This is the first match. CC Drake, Johnny Hotbody, and Mondo Clean.
Take your
Larry Winters, Rockin' Rebel.
Keep your nose clean.
Tony Session. Now,
a bunch of bums that were on were a fixture in the Northeast independent scenes in the early 90s.
Now, compare. Okay, so you hear that card, right? You got that down. Now, June 21st in Corona, New York.
Right.
It's Family Wrestling Entertainment, welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the Rumble, too. Sorry. So check out this card. Now, you want to compare and contrast the two.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Van Dam versus Tommy Dreamer. Kendrick versus P.D. Williams. Young Bucks versus Tony Nese and Jigsaw. Kalia versus John Morrison. Maria and Eva Leeds versus Winter and Angelina.
She's girlfriend over here. She's sucking cock and swallowing it. Then I'm watching it.
Do I carry the RVD? I'm confused.
I say
check my
yes.
Work, Jack.
I say yes, and you move the B9 to the C12, and then you mix it up, and the winner is Paul, Mr. Wonderful Orndorff.
Hell yeah, good going, Paul.
Freaking pile driver, pinfall, laid out. It's all over. So
that sounds like a good promotion. I need to get some tapes of that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling in, Tazo. Good man. Thank you.
You know,
take her easy, buddy.
I get absolutely zero cooperation. When
keep
I
that
call
cock out in Brooklyn.
Keep it out.
I just got one thing to say to you guys. If you smell my cock out in Brooklyn, I gotcha again.
He did. He got us.
Asshole. All right, let's get rid of that guy.
Incher? Freaking straight edge. I'm living straight edge.
And you're straight edge now? Hell yeah. Good boys.
It's yesterday. But no, I actually have... I've been... not much.
Until Tazo calls in, and then you're just...
Yeah,
No, that was... That's just what Tazo does to me. All right, we got Dwayne.
Hey there.
Hello. What's going on, Dwayne-y?
I don't know. I can't fucking remember after that nonsense what I wanted to talk about. But, man, that was some exciting stuff.
It was, wasn't it? See, Tazo's in the chat room right now. He's saying, fuck Incher, too. He needs to say, fuck Dwayne, too.
I think we should take Taz of the Greek, we bend him over, we take him to Brown Town.
I'll pass on that. you do what you want, Jack. Dwayne, you called into the show, and I want to know, what is on your mind about the wrestling world?
It's the wrestling world. I had a bit of hate, hey ha.
Yeah, pretty much that. That's what I was thinking.
Something tells me Dwayne doesn't have questions prepared like the top.
Why the hell is your call in, Dwayne? You call in, you got absolutely nothing. You got nothing to say, you got nothing to add, you got nothing to contribute. You've got nothing.
I got a question for you.
All right, let's hear it.
I wanted to hear your thoughts on this.
It's not a multiple choice. It's not compare and contrast this card from 1923 to this card from 1948.
Mm-hmm. Cough Something out your question before you have a nosebleed, goober.
I actually want you to compare Triple Mania to an All Japan show from 1994.
I don't even watch these promotions.
So, match one is Kenta Kobashi versus the Iron Sheik.
Who is Kenta Kobashi?
But seriously, my question was, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, JR was on Stone Cold's podcast, and he said... that Vince McMahon should not have any of the blame for the territories going out of business.
Don't blame him. He's such a good businessman. He doesn't do nothing wrong. Oh, he's so good. His ass is so sweet.
stick my head up in there. I can live here. Oh, Vince McMahon's asshole.
So my question is, why do you think that, like, the other promotions didn't want to be any good? What do you think their problem was?
They just knew. They were like, you know what? We just can't compete. Let's just give it up.
He was like, Vince McMahon, he just said, I'll take your top star. And you, what do you get out of it? Shit.
Do you think we'll ever hear, like, a different different JR if he ever really got fired?
He's like, fuck the Vince McMahon. I was trying to rub my barbecue joint, and he just made fun of it. Eat my barbecue sauce. The date's expired on it. I don't know, yeah. If he got fired, would we ever see a different JR? Kind of like the Jim Cornette. He's like, I love Dixie Carter. And he's like, fuck Dixie Carter. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see if they actually ever fire the man. I would love to see him just stand up for himself and just walk out of that WWE. He's like, I'm sick of this abuse. And go to TNA or something. Because you know TNA would pick him right up. If they're going apeshit over Taz coming into their company, they're going to go apeshit over JR coming into their company. They're going to oust poor old Mike Tenay. They're like, you're the professor, but we got good old JR. He's coming to shield some of his barbecue sauce. He's got some expired taste.
They bring him JR for a couple weeks and then say that Taz has seniority and they got to let him go.
That's right. I'm here, yambags.
Fucking yambags.
That guy made you care about the matches. You don't want that here in TNA.
Do you think
I can't imagine JR.
What about him?
Go ahead.
Well, you can't imagine.
I just can't imagine JR understanding like the TNA storylines enough to like get emotional about him.
It would be hard.
You see D-Lo pull off that mask.
Do you think every match where
like,
he just
the
be
hell is this guy?
This is
my God, it's D-Lo Brown!
We were going to have D-Lo Brown on tonight, but apparently TNA said, So then we had Max Moon.
Hell.
God, I actually like Max. I wish we'd been on longer, but I always liked Max Moon. Mm. Well, I didn't really like Max Moon, but I was like Paul Diamond.
Yeah. You ought to kick TNA's sorry ass out in the streets. You're messing with the real deal now.
Messing with the real deal now.
D'Lo was okay, I guess, back in the day, but, like, it is mind-blowing to me that that was a reveal. Like, we gotta get D'Lo Brown to be
TNA has some of the weakest reveals ever. They always build them up like, oh, somebody big is coming. And it's like, it's the dude who was like the agent in the back. It's like, I know he's been working there forever now. That's no
big
reveal.
Dick Johnson.
Big Dick Johnson, hell yeah.
That would be awesome if they brought in Big Dick Johnson to feud with a big fat oily guy.
That dude stood us up, too.
We've been stood up by both the fat, naked, oily guys in wrestling. Never trust a fat, naked guy who rubs oil on himself.
Nah.
Is my probably kids out there.
I don't think you had to teach me that lesson, Jack. I already knew.
Now, have you ever, when you're meeting the guys on Craigslist, has anyone ever opened the door, like, dressed like Big Dick Dudley, Big Dick Johnson?
No. Where do you get this on meeting people on Craigslist?
I just like to make shit up.
All right, well...
That's you.
That's me.
Yes, you told me a story once that someone said you looked just. It was Big Dick Johnson was on TV, and they looked at you and said, "That's you."
Oh yeah.
I've got that one before. And I know, like, there was, like, a dude eating chicken in Dean Simon's little package where he's coming out to the ring, and Barb was like, he looks just like Incher. I was like, thank you, Barb.
Yardbird.
Yardbird.
That's why I wanted to call in. I wanted to
talk about
support for the Inch Man.
To
he
do what?
To support
he wants to support me.
I want to give some support to the Incher.
You like your jockstrap.
You got it rough.
Thank you, sir.
What
support me.
Like, 3 hours a week is great. I love the show, but I can't imagine, like, hanging out with Jack for, like, more than, like, 24 hours and not just, like, killing the man.
It's not bad. He's a good dude. We hang out. We eat some food.
Play Parcheesi.
Play Parcheesi. He talks about necrophilia, and I look disgusted. And then we take the collars, and
I get my Heil Hitler salute.
It's different times. It's craziness. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, can I go meet some people off of Craigslist right now, Jack?
No. I thought you did meet guys off Craigslist to play pinball or something.
No, I met people off like a web forum, and they have game nights where we go out and play some games. That's about it. It's just an excuse to show off your arcade collection, I guess. Is that so strange?
Are a lot of people impressed by that?
Yeah, I mean, you can't believe the amount of chicks I score. It's like, yeah, I saw some arcades.
Oh,
yeah? Man, you better believe it.
Do they even still have arcades?
Like, you can have a game room in your house. It's possible.
Yeah, okay. I mean, like, at the mall and stuff, though.
Nah, they're pretty much non-existent. They don't exist anymore, Dwayne, pretty much. I mean, every now and then you might,
like,
see something in a bar somewhere or something, but it's hard to
find. You just,
find.
Like, stand outside of a mall and, like, a single tear roll down your eye every time a little kid walks by?
Mm-hmm. That sounds really creepy, no. I don't do that.
Well, I didn't mean it was as a creepy thing, just that, you know, you're upset.
That they can't go in and play the arcade games?
Yeah.
That's different. It was like back in the olden days, you used to go out for your entertainment. But now, everybody just stays indoors. Nobody goes out and meets anybody.
What?
Mm-hmm. That's what happens.
I haven't opened them yet. They're open.
Now we're thrown into a conversation.
Alright, he's out of here. Alright, well, thank you for calling in, Dwayne. You're a good man. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is a terrible call.
Well, I mean, you called in, so it was bound to happen.
Thanks for the support. I'm not a Kid Rock fan yet,
yeah.
So.
Man, see, you support this guy, and he just kicked you in the balls.
Yes. Forget it, man. Just screw both of you guys.
He'll be back. He always comes back.
We got Luis on the line.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How's it going?
Yeah?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Hold on a sec.
No, I say yeah.
Yeah, I was just calling for two things. Yeah, I was just calling in for two things. The first, I was thinking maybe In Your Hipster have their own, like, comic book line or something. And I kind of have, like, an idea. Like, you and Inch are, like, the two top wet T-shirt contest winners or something like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, President Clinton brings you guys together so you can, like, fight the forces of, like, evil podcasters and shit. Like, your nemesis can be the Big Moss or some shit. I think it'd be kind of a cool idea.
Why are we in wet T-shirt contests? Are you insinuating that we have large bosoms? I think that's what this guy's insinuating. He's saying we got a nice rack here, Jack. He wants to see us in wet T-shirt competitions.
Hey, you're both winners. Like, you can be, like, each winner's a different coast. Like, you're West Coast and he's East Coast. And you guys, like, tie. And then Clinton says, like, you guys are too powerful, like, alone. But even together, you're going to be more powerful. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And it'd be funny because you guys would, like, try to fight the bad guys or whatever. And what do you call it? Intern get his ass kicked. And then, like, Jack could be, like, taking a picture of himself to, like, put it on Facebook or something.
You see,
be,
like, now that's where you're just way out of line. I mean, getting my ass kicked, it just wouldn't happen. It's totally impossible.
No, but here's where you guys actually win. Because, like, Jack tried to, like, put a picture of him, like, you know, with, like, a fork in his hand or something like that and put it on Facebook. And then, pop, he trips the bad guy and you guys win. And you guys put him in jail and shit. Like, oh, it's so stupid. What the hell? Comic books are, like, kind of based on that stuff anyway. Right?
Well, how much do I make off of this deal? Do I get 100%? I gotta make all the profit off of it. And then I will...
I'm going to have to talk to the In-Your-Head legal team and all that, you know? But,
I'm pretty sure we'll sell two of them.
I can actually draw, so I can probably actually do it, but... On another note, I was going to ask you guys what you guys think of what's going to happen for Bound for Glory, because I think it could go...
Oh, God, why you got to bring that up?
What, Bound for Glory?
Exactly.
I'm a TNA fan.
Don't bring up Bound for Glory on this show. I think you're bringing it up at the wrong time, because I don't think he's around right now. See? Because you don't hear no music right now.
Bound for Glory.
Nope, stop saying it. You don't know nothing about Bound for Glory. There is no Bound for Glory coming in TNA's history. Or future. Nothing.
All right.
We don't know nothing about Bound for Glory.
The pay-per-view that happens in October, Javi, the October pay-per-view,
uh-huh.
I think for TNA, uh-huh. I think it could go one of three ways. It could probably be like Bully versus Hogan. It could probably be Bully versus Abyss. Or it could be Bully versus Chris Sabin. Because he's got the title shot, and I know they're going to do, like, some sort of, like, three-hour impact to kind of make it Destination X, so he'll probably cash it in and win it. So which do you think would probably happen?
I don't know who will be taking on Bully Ray. I haven't watched the TNA product a whole lot recently, but I don't know. I guess he could cash it in and go for it. So Chris Sabin still holds the X Division title?
Yeah, but they're going to do it in sort of, like, they're going to do, like, a super impact, something like that. And they're going to call it the Destination X, you know, style pay-per-view, but on TV.
So they're just giving away Destination X on TV now? As an impact?
Well, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I think it's late in July or something. So I'm pretty sure it's on TV.
Yeah, they just keep trying all these, new things where they don't have as many pay-per-views anymore, but I don't know. I guess I'm up for it. They're just kind of giving away a free pay-per-view on television. If they're going to have, like, pay-per-view quality matches, it could be good. So, I'll check it out.
I think it's going to be more X-Division-based, though, so I don't know. Because mm-hmm. it's the Destination X one, and that one's usually more X-Division-based, so...
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they won't, because since they do two episodes a night now, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So... Since they have the next episode for next week, they probably won't do like the six-sided ring, so. Which would be nice, but, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I could see it going any of the three ways, because they've been building the Abyss of the storyline so long with Chris and Joseph Parks and all this stuff. So I could see it, you know, him winning the Bound for Glory thing.
What are they doing with that? Is there ever going to be, like, a match between Joseph Parks and the fake Abyss?
They're just bullshitting and keep spinning their wheels, I guess, until October.
Yeah.
Pretty much, I mean.
That October
They'll have
paper.
One of them on, the week after, they'll bring on the other guy, and then the week after, oh, all of a sudden, you know, one guy doesn't show up because he's beat up backstage, and then Abyss wins the title, and then you don't see Abyss for, like, a month. They just keep, like, flip-flopping around. And I got to say, that Abyss wig he's wearing looks horrible. That thing looks like it's made of, like, paper mache or something.
Yeah, you can definitely see his normal hair under it. It doesn't do a very good job of, like, covering it all up.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to start wearing a Jackie Jones wig.
Well,
we were talking about the Abyss with the fake wig that looks like paper mache.
Yeah.
Well, Luis.
I mean, I like.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. No, I was just going to say, I like Abyss, but, you know, my question was, both of you guys, you know, who do you think is going to the BFG? Is it going to be Chris Haven? Is it going to be Hogan or Abyss?
Who's going to what now?
No.
Who's going to Bound for Glory to say
no! You, Luis, why did you do that to me?
What?
What's the matter with you? You said that! You said the word you weren't supposed to say!
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, Insure.
No, this is the, you do too, you son of a bitch. I know you know what he's talking about.
I think you let it get.
He doesn't have the song, you know. I laugh at you! Oh, God!
Yeah.
No! Ah, Luis, I blame you. I blame you for this.
This is my story.
Oh.
Bow for glory.
Luis, you are not Rookie of the Year. Worst caller ever.
Bow for glory.
Worse than Tazo.
This is my glory. For glory. Women here kind of whore. Bound for glory.
Wow.
No matter what you think you're doing, the women are going to support
you. Woo! Bound for glory. Oh, yeah. Bound for glory. Oh, yeah. They were bound for glory.
This
here,
it's my story. Cause I'm
bound
for glory.
Man, I there's ever been a better song.
This here is my story. Is that what you think we talk like, Jack? You were like, this here is my story. Went down in the McDonald's. And Luis, you're worse. You're something worse. I can't believe you did that to me. I thought we had a kinship here. We knew. We had an understanding. You were not going to bring up the pay-per-view that happens.
Well, I'll leave you guys on this last point that I noticed on Impact. You guys notice that the announcers, the two of them, they're announcing on this really, really crappy board. Like, it looks like like one of the broken tables or something.
Which
like,
one?
Most announcers, with a nice, I mean, this looks horrible on television.
The Spanish announcers?
Table.
They can't afford to give them,
No, Tanae and Taz.
Oh, the main announcers.
The main guys, they're on the cheapest ones. At least the Spanish guys are in the corner and it's hidden and it kind of looks all right.
At least
but
they
hide. Guys, they look the worst.
Yeah, this is, I don't know, TNA.
Like in front of the hard cap where they're right there.
Yeah, you need to get a better table for your announcers, you know. Make it look somewhat presentable, you know. Have it say, like, Impact Wrestling or Tits and Ass or something, you know. Don't just set them down at, like, this like, table you can see anywhere. It's like as if somebody would just, like, put a fence around the ring or something. Instead of a nice, glorious blue cage.
Bully went up to Taz and say hi to him, but as soon as he got up, like, the table almost fell, and, like, Bully had to, like, kind of grab it like this.
Well, that's a pretty big gravitational pull getting up there.
Yeah, but still, it's like you're doing a TV show. You couldn't afford to get a nice table. I mean, there's not even a bottom to the table. Like, you see, like, Taz is, like, wearing sweatpants or something, and it's like, come on, dude, really? Yeah, for the table? Oh, well, all right, you guys, I'm going to let you guys go, because I know you probably have a million other callers. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling in, man. You're a good caller.
I would thank you, but, man, how could you say that?
All right, bow for glory.
Oh, no.
Bow for glory. Bye.
See ya, man.
Luis.
All right, let's see here. We've got the graphic gimmick on the line. GraphicGimmick.com.
Oh! Woo! Let me hear it, Jack. Woo! You're not a werewolf.
Exactly.
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing tonight?
Doing good. Can't complain.
Now, I heard you say a little something earlier, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
You said I look like a Hornswoggle, and I don't appreciate it.
You don't? I thought it was a compliment.
I will kick Hornswoggle's ass.
Well, I would say you're a lot tougher looking. You got a way like thicker, like more kick ass beard.
I will.
He's got like kind of scraggly, like thin beard, like a homeless man. But like you like beat his ass.
I thought you were gonna say I look sexier, but.
Well, yeah, too.
That too, yeah.
I want to take a threat from this guy lightly because he has a southern accent. That means this man can kick some ass.
I bet he enjoyed that the Bound for Glory song.
I want to hear it again.
No, yes. No, you don't. Oh, my
gosh. You know what? So
I didn't think the callers could get any worse than Luis, but I think this guy just did.
Yeah. Encore, it's your stand-up. Bam! Here is the story. I'm playing air guitar. Woo! Bow for glory. Playing real guitar in the song. No need to worry. Dude, I was just talented, didn't
you? All right, you went wrong there. You're not playing real guitar.
How do you think this ain't done with a computer? It's real guitar playing. Bow for glory. You think that's computerized? That's real. That's real talent, isn't it? Bound for glory. Yeah. William Morris. Bound for glory. Funk brothers Terry Dory. I think I should do an extended version. They were bound for glory.
I think I need to drive to this guy's house and toss him.
It's a story. Toss a salad?
No. But that would be a strange reaction, wouldn't it? I've drove all this way just to eat your ass. Yeah. Oh, man. You son of a bitch. How could you tell him to play that song again?
I love that song.
I was trying to stick up for you, and then you just stabbed me in the back like that.
You also said that I was the worst caller. I don't know.
Well, after you had him play the song, you're like, I want to hear it again. I'm going to stomp my country bumpkin foot on the grass while you're playing that song.
This here's a southern gentleman, all funky, and goes, then it's all flipped around. He's like, yeehaw.
Yeah, well.
That's what I'm
talking
about.
Go down to the local shop meet or swap meet and pick you up some hog somewhere. I know that's what you want to do. Stupid southern person.
Hey, man. That's southern hospitality. Just being nice.
I'm a hillbilly. I ain't a southerner. Hillbilly.
Pride of West Virginia.
All right.
Like 13.
We need Bob right now to call in and talk to this man.
You got a question for us, graphicgimmicks.com?
Shit. I've got some observations.
There you go, let's hear him.
I thought Raw was fucking awesome. I wish every Raw was like this.
I thought it was awesome, too.
Good Raw.
I really hope they stick to this thing they've got going here. But the thing is, they had, you know, they brought back Christian, which was awesome. That kind of got it started. Mm-hmm. They, you know, obviously they can't keep doing that. They obviously can't keep doing the, you know, I'm retiring angle. They did a lot of things that you can't keep doing, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they repeat this or not. I mean, I don't know if they can continue how awesome this show was.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think?
They could if they would, you know, just take it back to the old school. Do some angles where this guy hates this guy, and then you know, make it easy like that. You know, keep it simple.
Yeah,
good time.
I do agree there.
What do you think, Jack? Can they maintain this role they are on with Raw with this one show?
I think so. think so. I think the last few weeks they've been going in a little different direction.
They got a lot of promising talent.
Bumps and stuff, but yeah, I think it's been going good, and the pay-per-view is really good, so I'm hopeful.
So, what do you think about Brock Lesnar and CM Punk? What's that? What are they going with that?
Brock Lesnar and CM Punk. I think it's going to be a good feud.
I loved how quiet that whole crowd was when he came out there. Brock came out. It was like they just wanted to hear what he had to say.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say a word. He just picked him up and F5'd his ass.
Mm-hmm. I hope that CM Punk ain't got no like sand in his vagina about Brock Lesnar going off to the UFC or something. Because we see CM Punk work with The Rock, and it seemed like he just wasn't into it. So hopefully there's no problems there. He can do a good angle with the man. I think they're off to a good start. I think they will.
Well, now it seems like CM Punk would be the face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most definitely. It seems like they're definitely setting him up to be the face, yeah.
You know, because we know with The Rock, you know, he wasn't. So, I don't know. I think the crowd's behind CM Punk. They're also behind Brock. It's going to be a great feud. I love this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm into it. Good time.
I'm hyped.
That's another thing. That's another thing we won't have every week is, you know, the crowd's as good as they've been here lately. You know, they get off the pay-per-view from Chicago. And then they go, where were they, Grand Rapids or some shit, Monday? So, you know, not far. And I don't know, you always get that crowd that just sucks, and it takes away from the whole show.
Yeah, I don't know, hopefully things will be picking up.
I just hope the crowds are, you know, I hope the crowds that come are behind everything that they're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they will continue.
All right. Well, we want to thank you for calling in Graphic Gimmicks. We're trying to get here. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty.
You got it, brother.
So
y'all
we'll
have a good night.
Soon. You too. You too. He's a good man, and sure, I like that guy.
No.
I think he's a good guy. I like him.
No.
All right. We got Miss Destiny on the line.
Hi, guys. This is the new 30-year-old Miss Destiny now.
The big 3-0.
My birthday was just this past Monday, not this past Monday, but the Monday before.
Well, happy birthday, Mrs. V.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Miss Destiny. Soon to be Mrs. Incher. Happy birthday to you.
That's right.
And many more.
I got a couple gift cards, and I got some really cool cards, like reading cards and stuff, and I just couldn't wait to see what happens in the future, and I'm just so happy about that. I did see the pay-per-view on Sunday, and I was multitasking that night.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I was watching two or three things at once.
Two or three things at once? You got like the picture-in-picture deal on your TV or something like that?
No, I was during like the backstage segments, I was bouncing from the pay-per-view, either the NHL or NBA Finals.
Yeah.
And the Miss USA pageant.
Hell yeah.
So you can call, they don't call me the Sunday night multitasker for nothing.
They don't indeed, Insure.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering.
Bill Nye, science guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad that nobody got hurt enough to too bad to go to the hospital unless you're Ryback's ego.
There you go.
That's all different ball game.
Mm-hmm.
And I am stoked to hear that Rob Van Dam and Christian are back.
Oh, I'm so stoked.
Yep, I'm stoked.
Mm-hmm. Your juices are flowing, Miss D.
My juices are flowing so much it's like Niagara Falls.
Oh, man.
Niagara Falls. Get me a barrel, Jack.
And yeah. We have a new Divas champion in AJ Lee, or because I happen to know what A and J stand for.
Oh, really?
April Jeanette.
April Jeanette.
Gabe.
Mhm. And I'm just hoping that the next person to get either an IC or United States title reign, if it could be my Matt Stryker, of course.
Mhm.
Sin Cara.
There you go.
You're for Sin Cara.
Yeah, I am a Sin Cara fan because you never know what he's going to do next.
Yep, he comes out and it's like he rises in pain and then he goes away for a few months.
He said the name Bob earlier.
Uh-huh.
My brother Bob, aka Lightning Strikes Again,
mm-hmm.
was unable to make it a commitment to see you today.
Mm-hmm.
But he did tell me to send you a message through the grapevine.
Oh, through the grapevine.
He says hello and he kind of misses you.
Kinda. He should be hello and I miss the hell out of them. Mm-hmm. I can't stand my life without them. I cry at night. I sit around thinking, where are they?
How do I live without you? I want to know.
Kind of love that you guys would end up getting married and buying curtain samples or anything.
How do I ever survive?
Hey, tell Jack I said hi.
How do I live? Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Good times.
Mrs. D, 30 years old.
I happen to know why Stephanie McMahon confronted the Divas on the air.
Why'd she do it?
There was a backstage incident between mm-hmm. her and a certain particular WWE Diva, and that WWE Diva may have caused a scene backstage.
Yeah. Was it Caitlyn or AJ Lee? Was it? I assume.
It was one of the Whoa, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
It's between AJ and Caitlyn. It was one of those two.
So
who
was,
do you think it is?
I'd say Caitlyn, because that's the one she talked to on TV. Who was it?
You're right.
Man. See, they just have to live out everything on television. It's mm-hmm. like, man, you really got to be like, you know, you really got to redo it, rehash it on television. For Christ's sake, Stephanie McMahon. You're a billionaire.
If it's all right with the Don of this network. May I please pay my respects tonight?
You can do it, baby.
Tonight, we honor the life and memory of one James Gandolfini, a.k.a. Tony Soprano.
That's right. He's my boy.
He passed away today in Italy. Died of a heart attack, age 51. He will be sorely missed.
Aw, that is sad. Times of my favorite show of all times.
Yeah, he's going to be sorely missed. And I mean sore enough to hurt in your side. Crying.
Boy. I always liked the show where he was out of town and he was like, well, not out of town, but he was having the dream. I know a lot of people didn't like that.
Really? I hated that. That was like the only episodes I didn't like.
I don't know. I kind of liked him for some reason. He's always looking over, seeing the light going through his window. And then, you know, had the doctor with the flashlight.
Jack, does that say nasty meal?
You got taste for shit, don't you?
I'm trying to
see Jack Jones'
underneath his
portrait. What's that
nasty meal?
He is Nasty Neil, that's for sure.
I am. Yes, it does. It says Nasty Neil. He's on withoutyourhead.com. I'm Nasty Neil.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, a friend of mine...
You want to get nasty? Let's do it.
My friend down here in Florida gave me a good cooking tip.
Mm-hmm.
I normally use marinade on my chicken or pork
when
I bake or grill.
Yeah.
My friend gave me an idea. I was doing chicken today. Yes, on Monday.
My chicken, Miss D.
What kind of sauce would you put on my meat?
You gotta pull my pork, Miss D.
No. He gave me an idea. Instead of using sticky, messy marinade, why don't you use the dry Hidden Valley?
There you go. That's what I like. I like the dry rub.
I don't know. You might not like my sticky, messy marinade.
Dry rub the chicken and bake it for 25 minutes.
There you go. There you go, Miss D.
And it was like scrumptious and luscious. Hell
yeah.
My freaking And Jack, if there's any cooking tips you would like me to give you,
just
see me on Facebook, okay?
I will, Misty. All right, we got our swags online.
I am here, people.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome, Swax.
Swaxer.
Oh, Misty.
He's a Swax. He's a heart of bird, a heart.
Jack, between Tasso the Greek and Misty, I almost went to sleep on the air.
Look at this. He's just a bitch.
Yep.
He's all healing up on us. We're just trying to have a good time here, Swax. I mean, man, come on, get with the flow. Yeah.
Okay. I want to talk about Rob Van Dam's return to the WWE.
He is going to come in, and he is going to walk to that ring. He's going to be the cock of the walk, and he's going to get in there, and he's going to do a Rolling Thunder. And he's just doing
whatever thing.
Then he's going to look at the crowd, and he's going to be like, Frog Splash. And then they'll be like, yeah, we want a Frog Splash, Rob Van Dam. And he's going to do the Frog Splash. And we're going to
be
like,
he's the five-star frog splash. They already changed his name. He's no longer the whole effing show. He's the whole damn show.
The whole damn show.
I have a sense that he's going to be in the Money in the Bank ladder match for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Cool, bro. I'm Rob Van Dam.
And I think this is what's going to happen. I think that he's going to win the briefcase, and then Alberto Del Rio and Dolph Ziggler is going to have a rematch. Alberto Del Rio wins the rematch, and Rob Van Dam cashes in on Alberto Del Rio. 5-star frog splash, 1-2-3, new world heavyweight champion, Rob Van Dam.
God, I hope not.
Man, I hope they just humble him. Make him a bitch for leaving for TNA. Just giving the Brock Lesnar treatment.
That Rob Van Dam would sign with the WWE for probably a short time, maybe for the rest of the year, and he's going to have a nice little title run, and then somebody's going to beat him like at SummerSlam or Survivor.
I hope he doesn't win the title. I don't give a shit about RVD, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. His matches are kind of paint by numbers anymore.
I thought he just stunk up the joint TNA. Thought he just didn't give a damn.
Mm-hmm.
Boring plot, just nothing.
Nothing. Whole bunch of nothing. I ain't liked RVD really since the ECW. I love the man in ECW, but Jesus Christ. He just comes out there, he's like Rolling Thunder.
When TNA signed him, I thought they were going to use him real good, and they put the World Heavyweight Championship on him, and then they just basically stripped him of the title. He didn't even lose the title. He got stripped of the title because, in a storyline, he was unable to compete. And, you know, that's the worst thing to do to a wrestler, is to put him in a storyline and strip a world title away from him like that.
Well,
don't you agree, Jack?
No, I couldn't. I think he should have just lost the title because he sucked. But he shouldn't have been stripped of the title.
He does not suck.
He does.
He's one of the best athletes.
He's got nothing going anymore. Old news has been.
Has been.
I don't think he's a has-been if he loses weight and, you know, he gets off the drugs.
Well, that ain't happening. No way, man.
Because, you know, now that he's with the WWE, he has to take no more drugs. If not, he's going to get released like he did 5 years ago from the company.
I don't know. He seems pretty adamant about smoking the ganja, so who knows? Some people just can't live without it.
Yeah, now that he's with the WWE, he's not going to be allowed to do that anymore.
Man, raw deal.
Suck it up. Make your money. Stop smoking the weed.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Swag. So thank you for calling in. Incher, I had a good time here on In Your Head.
Thank you.
Online.com, also known as IYHWrestling.com.
And I had fun being with you guys.
Aw, well, thank you, Miss D.
Mm-hmm.
You come and sit on my lap.
Which knee?
I sit in my lap.
I said, which knee? Because I'd rather do the pony.
There you go. You can ride me, baby. Giddy up, Miss D.
Left or right?
Right in the middle.
How am I going to ride you like a pony when there's no leg over there?
Just his third.
Oh, Jack. Oh, God.
Now we're talking.
I'm having a hard time going to bed this week.
That's right, Maria Menounos. Come do a show with this guy.
I thought you wanted me to put one leg.
Now we got the Niagara Falls going in.
Not your thing between your legs. My God, Jack. That's the manners, young man.
That's some way to talk about his manhood. That thing between his legs.
I said manners. He was the etiquette, la class.
All right. Let's get out of here, Edger.
All right.
Might be George Animal Steel.
Pray to God he don't listen to this.
Pray my mother doesn't listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Him and I had a dibbity-doo, Edger.
Exactly.
Next week, I promise we'll talk more wrestling. What do you think about that?
I think we did pretty good tonight.
I think so, too.
The standard mix of wrestling and sleaze.
Hey, Jack, can I request an outro song?
No.
Can you have it?
You'd have to ask Intra.
I probably don't have
it. Do you think we can play Welcome to the Queendom by Stephanie McMahon?
You know what?
I don't think I have that one.
Since I played Bound for Glory twice, I'm going to play a song for you.
Oh, yeah, I know this tune.
Well, they call him the power goat, as powerful as can be. Yeah, they call him the power goat, he's still so powerfully. He can lift in the sun, and he's got him a gun. The master of the mighty bow, that's the powerful one.
Yeah.
His heart, he's the shoes to fill. Especially when his soul fails away. But he's a man of courage, strong will. And on the show he has a say. He's a man of strong convictions. Sometimes he's full of rage. He's said real men do battle in the big blue cage. Now they call him the natural. Powerful as can be. They also call him the power goat. Record shows in the lead. His colors don't run.
I'm analog now, though.
The master of the mighty.
Not digitally.
That's a powerful one. Now he's the one true straight edge. And he's never been high. On your friendship,
you won't. You really sung that one.
Don't lie.
He's never been high.
On true, she will pass.
He's a living proof West Virginian don't finish last. Now they call him Faldo, powerful as can be. Yeah, they call him the power go. He does things powerfully. He's great at his job, but he'll Billy Hart from. The master of the mighty bar, he's just naturally suave. I said they call him power go. Fabulous disease.
This is a ballad.
They call him power go. He's still so powerfully. He's the best of Lord Bob. He's the note God. The master of the mighty bar, he's the heady verse God. Yeah, they call him power goat. Fabulous me. They call him the power goat. He's still so powerfully. He can't climb a tree. But hey, that's okay with me. The master of the mighty bar, A-K-O-I-B. Now they call him the power goat. They call him the power go. Still power believe. You can lift him a ton. And he's gone so dumb. The master of the mighty bow. That's a powerful one.
Hell yeah. Thank you. Thanks to Van for that. And Jack, you sang that masterfully.
Thank you. Thank you. I never get high.
You really belted that lyric out. Alrighty, everybody. See you next week. Bye-bye.
InYourHeadOnline.com. That's the place where the horsemen hang out with only the best. One-inch biceps, Barbie, and Jack. They've got the answers. They've got the interviews. This is the place to be for wrestling news.